Tenemos mamadas.
Mamadas.
Oh, bro, that's my middle name.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
Thought it was Gazelle.
It's Gazelle.
That's my middle name. Jonathan Gazelle Reels.
This one we going with?
Yeah, we go with
that. Right,
it's some
it.
Some horny shit. Like, it's some horny shit right here.
You gotta rap like you're talking.
Yeah, it's that horny shit. Yeah. My thumb in the butt, I tell her what's up.
Yeah.
What she looking me in the eye and I smack her one more time. Tell me she doesn't like me.
Why?
Cause I fucked her sister. She wanted me back, but I fucked her brother. I took that back.
Hey,
what? Got a badass.
Damn, Savo.
So I looked at. So I took that.
What else?
And I shot that.
Bow, 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 bow.
I caught a case and I told her put her in her place. So I slapped that.
Damn, you slapped that?
Slap that.
Alright, let's hear Hans.
Yeah, bitch, I got a case.
Damn.
OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I didn't do shit. He fucking paid me. I don't say shit.
Murder.
Yeah.
Rex.
First degree murder.
Back to Rex's roots. Back to Rex's roots.
Oh, no, Rex's roots.
I got A, B, C.
Yeah.
D,
E,
F, G.
N-H-A. They spells high. Goddamn.
And I'm kinda high.
Yeah. Lalo, give me your Wi-Fi. Cause I get bad signal and I'm trying to watch these milfs that are in the single area next to me.
Goddamn.
One time I was playing hide and seek. I went into my mom's room just to play so they don't get a peek. And she was giving head on the bed.
Gazelle, talk to me.
All I heard was
pick us up.
Yeah. And I'm chilling with the homie Hans.
Rex, I got a girl, but who's next?
Cause you know I'm fucking filoso.
Filoso,
in your ass and I go home. Filoso.
And it turned out she had piojos.
Itchy bitch.
Why you got bugs on your head? That shit's nasty, bitch.
Bañate, por favor. God damn, I said who's next?
And I got molested by a trans woman.
Yeah.
I got molested.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
What the?
My mom. Hey.
We're not getting monetized.
Damn. And Gazelle got molested by a trans bitch.
I could still hear his balls clapping on her cheeks.
Whose balls, hers or mine? Whose balls, hers or mine?
What the fuck?
Balls, hers or mine?
Alright, ready?
Mine. And we love it because it's your boy Lalo. It's your boy INFINITEDRE from the AM till I motherfucking Z, baby.
Yes, sir. It's motherfucking Gazelle who comes where, Lalo?
On his belly.
Ya tu sabes. And we got the homie Beto running the ones and twos. And we got.
Buenos dias. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the number one podcast in the galactic universe of Ultron. Ponte las pilas.
Now on Radio La C.
Highly requested video. Highly requested. I guess.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for pulling up, boys.
Thank you guys for having us. This is dope. A lot of people always ask us when we say who we should collab with.
Yeah.
POP.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? You know, I'm Hans Esquivel. Thank you guys for tuning in.
If you guys
are coming from Bueno.
Thank you for pressing the play button.
Shout out to the boys right
here.
And my name is Rex. Shout out to you guys for inviting.
Yeah.
And who's next, huh, Rex?
Cut the check.
What else rhymes?
Not
a rapper.
For a sec, I don't know.
For a sec, I was in front of flags.
On deck.
All
of us have the roots of being a rapper. Rex, chill.
I'm bad, bro.
I wasn't in Rex Gods, bro. I didn't get invited, bro.
Damn, I remember that shit.
I was only in SOS for just.
You weren't in Japan.
Damn.
Did you guys beef with anybody, by the way? No.
We're talking about Party Cruise, by the way.
Before we started, we were talking about it.
Party Cruise.
At the time, I don't know, bro. I don't think so. I mean, my homie Zeke, he's still my homie. But my homie at the time, we were always hanging out, bro. I remember he told me, he's like, "Hey, bro, you want to be a part of this fucking pretty boy crew?"
And I was like, whoa, like that?
Whoa. Yeah. So who recruits though? Like who's the one that says, "Yeah, you pretty"?
Oh, I don't know.
That's the main head.
That's what I want to know. Like,
I got a message on Facebook.
Who's the gay ass dude? Who's like,
"Yo, you want to be a cute enough?
You want to be second main head?
You want to be second main head?"
It's like, "Hey, do a quick vuelta,
bro." You see what he was like? "And you pretty, motherfucker.
You got hella friends.
You had to fucking put on your best fresh ass outfit, bro. And like, if you're fresh, you get in."
Yeah. What was your name back in the day?
I don't even know, bro.
No.
That's
Flaco? No, Flaco.
Perro.
Low key, I did.
Flaco, he sticks in your taco.
Like back then, I tried doing like a Facebook pretty boy page.
Yeah.
And it was like, "Sa, smiley face."
What?
Because you know how like on the U, like if you like hold down the U, you get like the other option?
Yeah.
It was like two dots that made a smiley face. So I was like, "Sad smiley face."
Bro, I wonder what happened to all the people that had swag loading like in their fucking... Yeah.
And then you think that shit loaded?
They have a fucking podcast. Yeah.
You think that shit works at the Krusty Krab? Shut your fat ass up, bitch. You gonna get fired the first day eating all them damn burgers.
Location, Narnia.
Warehouse and shit.
Huh?
Probably work at a warehouse.
That's fact, hey, bro. The Amazon warehouse?
Oh, my bad, bro.
That's crazy.
Bad,
bro.
We're not IE, bro. There no more. If, fuck,
hey,
people,
but he's not
bro.
Talking about forklift.
Not
IE. Not forklift certified.
I just quit
certified.
A month ago, bro.
You looking at? Hey, you looking at a fellow truck driver, Beto?
Absolutely.
Forklift certified.
Oh yeah.
You drive the Reach,
bro.
Drive the Reach.
He's not.
You're not gonna dab him up, Gazelle.
He's not cherry picking.
Hey, bro. Come on, G.
He's not cherry picking.
I didn't even drive the. I drove the regular ass sit down.
Beto's in the back, by the way.
Beto's in the back.
He's in the back.
Yeah. On the ones and twos.
Who's
the truck driver?
Rex.
Mr. Retired, though.
Damn.
Retired over here.
You ever kill a family?
A family?
Thank God.
You been in car accidents like that?
Yeah, I've been in a big accident, but I didn't kill no one. I sent some motherfuckers to
you
the
beat
hospital.
The case, bro.
You
that's what I'm talking
case.
About.
Hey, it's not close. Some hey, it ain't close. It ain't close. It ain't close. It ain't close. Shit,
yeah,
chill.
Yeah. Nah, for real, you got in a... You crashed?
Yeah, no, yeah, I got an accident. I
killed
a
minivan.
My life. I was in an accident. I was probably, say, what, 2019? I was driving in the snow. I was going like 30 miles per hour.
That's it.
I fucking hit it.
I was smashing in the snow.
That's crazy. Yeah, smashing
that's
through the snow.
The
limit
of where your truck can go. I fucking hit the mobile home because it was like, I fucking have no lights, you know?
Ugh, yeah.
And I fucking just sent that fool out of the freeway.
Fuck.
His shit flipped like fucking Ben Diesel, you know, Fast and Furious.
Oh, he's good then.
Doom,
he's
doom,
good.
Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah.
My shit just fucking, you know, I had like oversized pipes in the trailer. They just go like almost in the truck. But
oh, shit.
And I had a concussion.
That could have killed you, bro.
Yeah, concussion. Killed me.
But you know the pushing. Fucked up part of everything? This fool sent us. This is how fucking bad friends we are. This fool sent us a picture. He was in the hospital, right, with the fucking neck brace. And we're like, damn, you look fucking stupid, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Instead of being like, hey, bro, you good?
Bro, I almost died. And motherfuckers have jokes.
Making it to the pod today or what?
I'm sending like an update like, damn, bro, I just got an accident. Look at me. You know, I almost lost my life. And motherfuckers
trying to be
like,
a pick me.
You look ugly, bro.
You look
that was his contact picture for like 2 years, bro. But his neck brace.
You put your whole wristband on the fucking grandma on the IG story. The homie's paying on the downfall, huh?
Did you break your neck or something or what?
Yeah,
what
I had a concussion and like, they just fucking sent me, to, you know, I got an ambulance, sent me to the hospital.
Wait, in the big rig, right?
Yeah.
You got an accident. Bro, and you still hit him that hard that you fucking, your neck.
You got a
gun. That's crazy,
bro. Whiplash, blah. That shit just fucked me up.
Why did it happen? What happened?
I crashed because the mobile home didn't have no lights. So I was just, it's just like,
so you know,
just snowing, it's raining.
Did you get
so
a
I
check?
I couldn't see anything.
Did you get a check?
Nah, he ended up, well, my insurance covered it, and he ended up, I think he got over 100K.
God!
It's still the driver's fault.
Hey, yo, like, hit my shit real quick.
Oh, yeah, the people in the back. It's always people in the back.
It's always the truck driver's fault. But thank God I didn't get arrested or anything.
Hit me,
that fool did end up to the hospital.
What's it? What?
He had a,
what city? What state?
It was in Utah. That fool had a hole, went like almost in, like it pretty much stabbed him and
threw him and shit.
Yeah,
he probably deserved 100 and shit.
I think he deserved a million, but hey, 100 for my boy's not that bad.
He might have deserved to get hit, to be honest, bro.
Low key could have been a bad person.
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
Yeah.
That shit went on your record as a preventable accident?
Yeah, it did, but I cleared it out. I'm cool though.
That's right.
I cleared it out. Did that shit traumatize you? Like when
you
were like on the road for normal and you were like,
yeah, bro, that shit traumatized me for like what, like I could say 2 years. I could say,
fuck
that. I never went back to carrying those like oversight pipes because if those pipes wouldn't went like in the truck, I would have been.
You'd have killed them.
Yeah.
No, I would have been killed. I would have been sliced.
Oh, sliced on you too.
Yeah.
Rex would have been extinct.
Yeah,
damn,
the last living Rex. That's crazy. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
Dinosaur. That's crazy. Made bueno without Rex.
That's bars.
That was a dad joke.
That was bars.
So yeah. Yeah. That's a dad joke. That's
but that you always hear about that shit, like brake failure on like truck drivers and shit. Yeah. I'm always like, fuck, bro, don't drive in front of trucks, dog.
Bro,
like,
my dad's in a huge lawsuit right now.
That's what's your pops?
Yeah, because his brakes failed in his truck, so he's doing this huge lawsuit against JBO.
Damn.
Oh, he's suing them.
He got hit.
John Brash.
No, it was his truck got like malfunctioned because they didn't check that shit right. So in a couple months, I'm going to be living in the island.
Oh,
I'm leaving the podcast.
That's $1 million check.
Yeah, I'm leaving the podcast.
Let me get one of them speakers when you settle.
You're going to the hill.
Nah, he's gonna hand it over to me. We talked about it.
Yeah.
I might just
get married to this.
Wife.
Nah, yeah, but fuck that, bro. That Final Destination shit. That's just so scary.
Yep.
Fuck.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I still don't drive behind like.
Yeah,
I still don't drink wood or anything like that.
I still don't drink water bottles in the car because of that fucking.
Bro.
Fuck water bottles in the car, bro.
I still don't drink and drive. Yeah. No, I do.
I don't drive a little bottle.
Nah, the water bottle one is so true because I've seen that like happen to me. I was like, oh shit.
Which one? Which? Oh,
when the water bottle slides.
That's the third one.
It's like but when it stops the brake.
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah.
When like the water bottle slips under the brake and he's trying to brake and he can't because the water bottle's in the way.
I gotta go look at my shit right now.
Guys, what the fuck? You guys recycling or what? Like.
Not what
you know, never bottles in the car.
You sometimes you drink a water bottle, you don't even finish it all. You
sometimes take a piss in a
back
bottle.
There, and then it's too old to drink, bro. You're just like, I'm not gonna drink this shit, but it stays back there.
When I almost got into an accident, bro, I was like 19 years old, bro. We went to the strip club at the time in Tijuana.
That's right.
Some light,
yeah. Some like light, some light, right?
Hong Kong,
it was, yeah. No, Adelitas.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, it was back. You know, I was 19 years old. Went with some homies. It was five of us, so three in the back and then two in the front, right?
Yeah.
And my boy was driving, and I was in the back on the right side, and then one of my boys in the middle, and then the other dude was in the back sleeping on the left side. You know how guys are, bro. A car fucking passed us. It's like, hey, fool, don't let that fool fucking beat you, bro. Don't let him fucking beat you.
You a bitch?
My homie fucking...
You just got bitched,
bro. Fucking floored that shit, bro. Floored it. We passed him. We reached like 145, 150.
What the fuck?
Some light.
Nah. Trying to break the sound barrier.
Some light.
Breaking the sound barrier. Who said that?
Out of nowhere, bro. We're like, we reached 145, bro, and like we hit a fucking dip on the freeway, and we bounced twice. Boop.
Nah.
Boop, and we started spinning out.
Oh fuck! In that moment, you're like, fuck.
And that
I'm
moment,
dead.
I was like, damn, we're gonna flip over. Like we're fucked.
Yeah.
So I grabbed myself to the fucking handle up here, and I closed my eyes, bro. And all I remember, I opened them, and we're like facing the center divider. And I was like, oh, and I fucking just clenched my jaw, bro. I went like this. And then I don't know where the car stopped. And we're like in the middle of the freeway.
Fuck.
And I was like, fuck. Gosh. And like my homie just like, you know, he drove on the side of the freeway. We got out of the car. We started fucking praying.
Damn.
Like, bro. Yeah. Dude, the next day we all went to church.
As you should.
Thank God, bro. But yeah, that was a crazy one, bro. That was like the one that I was like, damn, never again.
No, yeah. I know what you're talking about though. That feeling where you're just like right when you're about to crash and you just like clinch and you're just like it almost like in slow motion and shit.
Yep.
Just and honestly, like in your head, you're like, oh, I'm about to die right now.
Yeah.
Like that's literally what the thought in your head.
Bro, I was like, damn, what have I done? Am I going to hell? Like, fuck, I did this shit last week. Like, you know, like
I beat my shit last night.
Hey, but that's why my biggest I can't fall asleep when someone else is driving.
Oh nah.
Yeah, I can't, bro. Because the shit like that, like I can't like I no matter how tired I am, like I have to stay up.
Bro, imagine you wake up and you're in hell. Yeah.
That's
just,
I didn't even do anything.
What's up, Saddam? Wait, what's
the heater
fuck?
On? What the fuck? Why is it so
what
hot?
The fuck did I do, bro? Like, that'd be crazy, bro. Yeah. Imagine that shit.
I don't want to imagine that shit.
Your boy that was driving went up to heaven though. He's like, you can't even confront him.
Bro. I don't even get enough time to fucking fuck up.
Bro, come on, man, help me out.
Yeah. What the
fuck? Hey, you dab him up like, hey, bro, it's a fucking demon.
You're good. Don't even.
I've never even thought about that shit though. Yeah, like,
bro, that'll be fucking. I'll be scary, bro.
There's gotta be a library in hell though.
Oh, hell.
A library?
Yeah.
If there's a library, I'll be cool. I'm
checking. but you got a card and it's cash only?
Oh, that's the real hell.
And
that's
there's no
the
ATM?
Hey, I got cash today.
Fuck? That's real hell right there.
I found cash in my pocket when I put them on.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey,
sometimes I do that on purpose. I leave cash in my pockets just to find it later.
Oh, he's that type. Huh?
Like an Easter egg on?
That's I'm like, oh, cold, bro. I'm like, oh, shit.
I didn't know.
He's that type.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we interrupt this episode to bring you our brand new sponsor,
SeatGeek.
And yeah, today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek, like we all just fucking
said. Let's go, SeatGeek.
Thank you,
SeatGeek. I'm very excited about this partnership.
Hell yeah. Cool. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is
no way!
is the number one ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day.
Nah, 70,000?
Including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
What?
Lala just went to a game.
Yeah, I literally just went to a game. Shout out to fucking SeatGeek. We use the code
PLP.
And you got $20 off our first order.
That's a steal!
It is a steal.
That's a steal!
They fucking make it easy for you. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 through 10. So look for the green dots.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Green means good, red means bad.
Duh.
That's true.
Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
That's fire.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
With swaps?
Yep. And you know we came through for y'all. Use the code
PLP
for $20 off the ticket.
$20?
That's $20 off your first purchase with a promo code
PLP
at SeatGeek. And we want to thank you SeatGeek.
Thank
much.
You SeatGeek. We're excited about this partnership and thank you guys for sponsoring the episode.
Yes sir.
Now let's get back to the episode, right? Shit, for the people who fucking don't know, let them know what's up with y'all, like what y'all be doing in podcasting and how you guys like what you guys were up to.
So they know, yeah, man.
I know they do.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's people. It's people. They're
I always said like we call people. So like we call and we give good advice and sometimes we give bad advice as people have seen.
It's better to give bad advice though.
Honestly, the comments.
In the middle of like toxic and bad and then good.
Well, the thing is like we know, like we have like a switch, like whenever like it's someone that needs like help. Yeah. We're like, all right, let's be serious.
Yeah.
But then when it's people where it's like, oh, this caller's going to be boring. Let's be toxic. And that happened last week, bro. We had a caller. She was obviously in the
justice
right.
for caller number one.
Yeah, justice for her.
That's all the comments.
Shout out. Bro, everyone
people
was
mad at
us, bro.
Yeah.
It was a brazy.
What happened? What was
that was the closest to us getting canceled.
The one with brazy?
Last episode, yeah.
The one where you guys attacked the caller?
Yeah.
Nah,
damn, why'd you say it like that?
They deserve
nah,
it. Though.
Honestly, I'm a
hey, justice for caller number one.
No, we did. No, we attacked
wait,
it.
Yeah,
let me analyze it.
This is the thing. Look, we tell people like, do not take us serious.
Nah, they should.
We're not professional therapists at all.
Close.
So we like to say things and we fuck around. We like to be toxic. They know we're toxic. We like to say stupid shit all the time. Mm-hmm. And this caller, yeah, she didn't deserve it because she was saying she was in the right.
She's so nice.
But we're just like, bro, like that's boring. Like I want to fucking get toxic.
I think what it was, I think we were really saying what we were saying, but it's just the toxicity, all the testosterone was in the air. Yeah. That we're like, we're all riled up.
Can I be honest? What fucked you guys over is like not one of you went on her side.
I was trying to.
If only one went on your side. Like,
I know.
But hard went on your side.
I was.
You guys would have been safe.
Yeah, because I was scared.
Then you don't look like an Andrew Tate podcast.
It was an Andrew Tate podcast.
Fucking women hating.
I agree with you.
Bro, that's crazy.
I think I was trying to get in her head because there was something that was missing.
Yeah. I know, but you like, ran away with the first one.
I was trying
one,
to get in her head, but I was joking. But it's like, I've learned that some people call us, but it's like, you got to know who you're calling.
Yeah,
if I call the Chocolata, I know they're gonna roast
the random shit.
Like, Rex, even if I say my girl cheated on me, I know by the end of the call they're gonna roast me.
Let me interrupt you real quick, bro. Like, I want to know the context of the call.
Yeah.
And like, how, for the people who don't know.
So what happened? This girl said she was dating her like boyfriend, I think of 3 years, and she got a really good job opportunity to move like different states. And she said her man decided to leave everything to go with her. And so she really loved this guy. Like she tried her best with this dude. But when they moved and everything, he just got like super depressed, and she was upset that he was watching a lot of porn. And I think that was what triggered us, not gonna lie. Yeah, like, oh, you're mad because he's watching porn, he's jerking off. So I think that's
get
what
bigger titties, bitch.
Yeah, so
like, okay. Close fuck.
So that's basically
Justice for caller number one.
Man, but she did try her best.
If you're down in the comments below, fuck caller number one, dog. Put it down there in the comments, fuck caller number one, bro.
Yeah, don't talk about our porn, all right?
That's facts, bro.
That's our escape. So that's basically what happened.
And I think people just look at us and be like, oh, you guys are hurt because she was talking about porn. It's not that. I think we were questioning her because there was something missing there. Because why would...
She sounded too perfect.
Why would she call us for advice and then crying over her ex? But she wants our advice to get back with her ex because she missed them.
Yeah.
So there's some... I always say there's something there. I even told my girl, there's something she did not want to tell us.
The girl came after us.
They always say, like, there's your side, you know what I'm saying? Like, the three sides and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously, she's telling her side of the fucking story. So
Because that fool... The porn, it is something there, but...
That was weird.
He got depressed. He lost his job. He missed his friends and family. So it's something there that in the story that she did not want to
say. Did she specify why he, what?
She didn't
how she found
to.
Out how she, he got a porn addiction?
She moved, that he moved in with her, right? He moved away from his friends to her or some shit like that, right?
But the thing is, she even told him, like, hey, like, if you want, we can go visit your friends. We can go back, for a week, 2 weeks, vacation, whatever. But he didn't want to.
I think he was just being petty.
So that's why I knew already, like, no, you're obviously right. Like, fuck him. But in my head, I'm like, bro, like...
That shit don't make good content.
Like, I want to...
right there. Like, hey, you're right. Our next caller.
Yeah, they know. Yeah, our viewers know. Like, we like content. We like to create shit on, make TikTok clips, Instagram. Yeah. So I was like,
But I think what we did mess up in, usually, because I say like a lot of bad advice on purpose, but then I always say like, nah, I'm playing. Like, listen to Hans. This one, we didn't say we were playing.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't say that. I think that's where we fucked up.
Yeah, I think
it's because it was implied, right? Like, if you're a usual listener of the show, it's implied that you guys are fucking around.
Yeah.
And You this like a switch when you know, like, even like in the tone of voice, when you know somebody's being like serious so like some people just aren't like
socially aware
aware to even like hang on to that.
You know what's crazy, that our guest fucking Breezy White Breezy, he was telling us, yeah, it's crazy, bro, because your own fans will switch up on you like that. Yeah. He said that on the fucking episode.
Right.
And then look what happened.
Yeah. The comments are going
fishing
for that. I don't think they switched up. I think they
were mad.
Because this is what I said. I was like, we cook, but we also burn.
Hey, but also my girl, too. She put wood on the fucking fire.
Your girl started.
I had to check her. I'm like, hey,
she started the gas.
Yeah, she started that shit. And I'm like, let's show. I'm like, watch on your episode. I'm going to start some shit, too.
Yeah, she texted me. She was like, hey, I'm going to say some shit. Don't take it the wrong way, but I'm
okay. Nah, I took it the wrong
way. I didn't even know what was going on until I saw the Instagram.
Some girl left a comment on our IG saying something, but I think I screenshot it. It was like, just admit you're wrong that you're deleting comments.
No, she's like, it's crazy how you're deleting comments when you know you're wrong. Like, get help.
So. Yeah, get help.
Boo-hoo,
bitch.
I was like, what the fuck?
Boo-hoo.
I just started laughing. What the fuck?
If it's under our fucking post, I'll do whatever the fuck I damn well please, bro.
What are you talking about? Deleting comments on your YouTube videos because they call you out on your BS is crazy. Get help soon.
Subscribe.
Oh my!
This comes with a lesson. This comes with a lesson. All right.
What's the lesson?
The lesson is, as like social media personnel, we are a business, right? So like, let's say you see, if you go on Yelp and you see someone leaves a bad review, the owner is always going to say something good back. Like, hey, I'm sorry about your experience.
Yeah.
What can we do to fix it? So I did that. I replied with her like that. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. I wasn't aware of this. I think YouTube's filtering words. And she's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I did use some bad words. Let me try again. And it worked. And she was like, oh, thank you so much. And I'm like, I love you. Yeah. And then she followed me.
Yeah, bro. A lot of people just...
And then he fucked. And then I fucked.
Yeah, so I was going to hit that. And then he's going to hit it.
So it's just a business at the end of the day.
I think my problem is sometimes with questions when you ask fans for shit is a lot of them already know the answer to the problem that they have.
Yeah.
That's my biggest fucking issue with a lot of these these dumbass bitches out there.
Our callers just like to... Our callers are massivists. Like, they want us to like smack them around and talk shit. They love that shit.
They love when we do that too, but then it's like... Sometimes it's like, oh, like, we get those people that you guys never answer the question. I'm like, bro, because a lot of times you guys already know
what you're supposed to hear. You just want us, or they know that they're right and they just want them to be like, oh yeah, you're right,
bro. Dog, some dude some dude called us one time and he's like, yeah bro, this girl always she tells me weird things when we have sex. And I was expecting some weird shit.
Yeah.
And then when I was like, oh, so what's the weird shit? Oh, that I have a big dick. And then
that's so weird.
I was like,
I hate when that happens.
Like, that wasn't
for show. I think some of them they just want attention.
Yeah, they just want validation. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I love it though. Keep it coming.
So, yeah. Or they want you to agree with the dumb shit they want to do.
Yeah.
Or that's a lot of it too. It's a lot of it. It's just like,
should I get back? Should I be friends with my ex even though I miss him?
Even though we ended on bad terms and he wants to hang out with me, should I call him again? What the fuck you think, dumb bitch?
But I think sometimes people need that friend that just like puts that reality check. Because everybody's delulu, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's had their delulu stage where you're like, love blinds you.
Yeah.
So you need someone to be like
nah, hey. She don't mean the restraining order, bro. She didn't mean it. It's fine.
That's where the reality of your show comes into play, though.
Yeah.
Because as much as rough as some of the fucking answers that you guys give, that's the truth.
Yeah, it's a reality
check. It's the reality. And somebody has to go to the other side and play fucking
someone's
aguacate del diablo.
Yeah.
So somebody has to do that shit.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, I would, you know, say usually that dynamic, that's how it is. It's Hans is usually, we call him Honest Hans. He's the one that like, he says reality check.
Yeah.
Rex is the one that like, he finds a different perspective. Like, wait, what about this?
Yeah.
And then I'm the one that's like, kind of puts it together. I'm
fuck
like,
shit.
Nah, yeah, that was toxic.
Slash fuck shit.
Yeah, toxic. And then toxic? At the end, I wrap it together.
And if she's bad, like her voice, like he's on my head, like hit me up.
You know what I like that I've noticed that Rex does on a few calls?
He's
been like,
yeah, he's a good
You notice he's an avid listener.
That's a good thing. I'm saying like, I've noticed when like sometimes you guys will Saul and Hans will be a little bit like coddle the whoever's calling in, and Rex will be like, I don't know.
He's like, what's the detail missing?
He's like, there's something you're not saying. Like he does that pretty often. Where he's like, I don't know. Like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, but how many times does that work for you, though? You know, when you say it to people and then like, all right, well, I'm missing kind of this.
Yeah, because I usually the truth comes out. You just got to get it out of them. They start, like, oh, well, it's because I did this, but I didn't want to say it. You know what I mean? I got that.
See, bitch, that you're wrong.
Because people, like I said, they just need validation, so they got to lie on the call.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like,
who gets tore up the most
in the conversation?
Why would
Hans, you're the one being honest?
I don't think so.
Honest Hans gets torn up the most. I think Saul does.
I think I do get torn up the most. Because I purposely say toxic shit. So
Who gets tore up the worst, though?
You're the same, by the way. He does the same shit.
Which is, so, it's because it's funny, bro. That shit's entertaining.
And it's also not real. And if you want to come, you come down to two
I'll be real. Because like you do need that. Like you also need like the... Like, you usually need different perspectives. Yeah. Like, if it was just me and Lalo, somebody's cooking something up.
Yeah. Rex got it's a boring podcast. Everybody agrees.
Yeah, bro. It'd be boring, but like this fool would just say some crazy shit out of nowhere. You'll be like, all right, hell yeah, like let's make this
bro,
spice this shit
we'll
up.
We'll coddle the person who asked the question. We're like, nah, it's cool. Like, work on yourself. Be like, honestly, and this will come in. You're probably just fucking fat.
That's true.
And it's just like, God,
you're probably a terrible
whoa.
But also, you might be a terrible person, bro. Let's be for real. I don't know these people. Yeah. Like, we're only getting, like, how you guys have said, like, we're only getting their perspective of the situation.
And let's be real. Like, let's say we get DMs. We do the DMs and shit. Like, sometimes people ask for advice. So you guys actually call, like, physically.
Yeah.
But we're always kind of always going to side with, like, whoever is like writing in or calling
our listener,
you know? Like you're
because they're our supporters at the end of the day.
Like,
so like,
even if they're wrong, you still let them down easy. You're you know,
not Hans. Hans calls them stupid.
This is the thing, and you know, we love our fans, bro. Honestly, shout out to our fans.
It's a toxic relationship.
They're great.
Yeah, it's a toxic relationship with us.
Well, it's only toxic now, right now, at this moment.
Nah, you're good.
But I've always told them, I was like, you know what? Like, I think, like, I always tell them, like, they want Honest Hans because I'm gonna tell you like a big brother.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, but you're fucking being stupid. Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you like the boyfriend who's trying to give you good advice because he's trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Or the best friend.
Yeah, the best friend.
And I'm gonna roast you and then agree with you.
And then just drive into a family of four, huh?
I'm gonna
ask y'all because you guys have gotten a fucking. You guys will do like two to three calls a week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's like the craziest one that you've been like?
Oh shit!
This one stands out.
Oh, remember when that girl got kidnapped?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, some girl got kidnapped.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, we're like, what the fuck are you doing calling us, bitch? Call the
cops. Call police.
What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, she went on a date, and this guy, they didn't hit it off, and then the guy was like, so you don't like me, huh? And then she's like, I don't know. And then he just didn't want to take her home, and he was like, he drove on the opposite side of the freeway.
Yeah.
Like, it was like this whole dilemma.
He's like, I'm a killer's type shit.
Yeah, I'm a killer's type shit.
Weird,
shit.
On some stand shit?
Even at the gas station, put up, because he ran out of gas. No. And then she's like, I'll pay for the gas. And then he locked the door so she couldn't even leave from the gas station. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Which I don't get, because...
I would have...
Yeah, ka-kunk.
He probably had the child lock on.
And if you're in the front seat, they're open, right?
Yeah.
Front seat's open all the time, even if you lock it.
Yeah.
So not if that fool had that shit modified. No.
Not done that before. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like his first rodeo, being for real.
That one was one of the, like, damn. Yeah. We asked him, we have this one girl in particular.
Oh, Pizza Parlor.
Pizza Parlor.
Pepper. No, what's it? Peter Piper Pizza Parlor Parking Lot Brawl.
Yeah.
Damn.
So this girl, she incriminated herself so many times, we had to like cut some shit off.
Yeah, yeah.
That goes, but like, jail. Bro,
she's going to jail. Bro, that's jail. She's saying jail shit.
Damn.
Like, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
By the way, we've had like DMs like that when we ask like a prompt or something. Yeah. And then some guys will say some shit and it's just like,
they never stick to the prompt. It'd be like, what's your favorite Halloween costume? So it's one time I hit this bitch and it's like, what the fuck, bro?
I picked up this girl, I was 14. I was 18 at the time. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Why the fuck would you admit that to us? Like, we're not your friends.
Send it to the cop.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
do you have a lot of siblings?
Just one brother.
Just one? And is older or younger?
Older. He's 32.
Oh, that's weird. Because it's weird that you kind of like have that perspective of being like the older brother, like, to people, like random.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Honestly, I think,
is that why though? Because you wanted to be an older brother or somebody?
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he not enough?
He wasn't enough, dude. He bullied me when I was growing up.
Shout out Toast.
We're about to have a sad time, bro.
The music.
I don't know, bro. Honestly, I don't know. Like, I think.
Do you want to hear shit like that?
I grew up too fast. Like, I grew up wanting to be like my brother. No, I didn't. Don't be mad.
I don't know. There's a detail he's missing.
He didn't grow up with a brother. He's
dead. This was doing taxes by 15.
Nah, bro. I grew up way too.
How much older was he than you?
Fool, he's 6 years older than me.
Okay, that's a big difference.
Bro, he like.
So you're just seeing him grow up.
Bro,
like,
when I was in elementary school, this fool was fucking smoking weed, fucking doing God knows what, bro. I was a kid. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I remember he used to smoke weed, a lot of weed, bro. And I remember one time they were in my room, him and his homie, and this fool was fucking, no one knows my brother's name, whatever. They were rolling up weed when they put coke in that shit.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh.
Or at least I thought it was coke. It was crystal. I don't know. But they were on that crazy shit back then, bro. That's when that drug shit was like.
And you were just vibing in the room?
I was just vibing. I didn't care. I was just fucking playing my Nintendo.
You peeped down the corner.
Yeah. And then as soon as I got like in what, fifth grade, I started smoking a cigarette. Like, I tried it for the first time and I was like, this is nasty.
Yeah.
But then I got to middle school and I started drinking beer.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like I grew up compared to everybody else in middle school. Like, these fools are probably fucking doing other stuff, but I was like drinking in middle school.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I was nauseous.
That sounds kind of normal.
Sounds illegal.
It
depends what level of drinking. Because if you're drinking, like, I'm getting fucked up.
Well, every weekend I'd go out. Like, my parents, like, oh, a las 12 te voy a recoger.
Yeah.
My dad, right? So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get dropped off the fucking party at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And 8 p.m., I'm going to get drunk until fucking 10 so I can sober for 2 hours. So between 8 and 10, I just get fucking drunk.
This one had Jaeger on the rocks.
Getting martinis?
And that's what fucking Nas
He was getting
started.
Those Hulks. What are those just called? The
Incredible Hulk?
The Incredible Hulks.
I forgot about that.
He's getting down.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I grew up way too fast, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. But it was after chasing like your brother, no?
Yeah, I wanted to be like my brother. Like, I want to do that. I want to do that.
It was cool to you.
He's your role model.
Like, this fool was the old. He was the only boy in his family. So like,
boy,
of course.
He's the man, bro. My bad, bro. You grew up fast too, huh?
How many siblings
out there?
I can't say man.
How many siblings do you have?
I got just my sister, but she didn't live with us.
Oh, just your sister?
Yeah, my sister moved out. She was like 15, so I was just like, it was just me by myself, thugging it out, you know.
You think the reason why you're always kind of like, hold on, real quick, is because you know how girls are. In the sense that they leave out shit like that, like important details.
Probably.
I'm trying to break you down mentally, bro. What's up?
My bad, bro.
I'm trying to.
Hey, thanks, bro. We need the clip.
Hey, it's not your fault.
And let's take a fucking shot.
Yeah, bro. I'm always
Let's get sad and take shots.
Lalo?
What's up? Let me go first or what?
Wait, Hans, I kind of want to know a little bit about that relationship, though, with your brother. Like, how's he doing today?
You want him to cry, huh?
Damn, bro. You want him
to cry. Get in his head.
Nice. It's just an interesting fucking...
Yeah.
It's a deep question, bro. I don't really talk about my... No, I don't talk about my
no,
brother.
No, no, yeah. If it's too much, it's cool.
No, I mean, nah, he's just drinking.
I just drank one.
You don't take a shot?
Nah, you're good. You're good.
Say your name on the pod.
Plus, if you say some sentimental shit, these ones are over here taking shots.
I know, right? He's opening up. He's opening up. Like, here. Like, you know what? Take a shot.
Buzz it down, fool.
Wait, I didn't see. You took one?
Yeah, he took a shot, yeah.
He didn't, bro.
Yeah. They're good. He was really opening up.
I might never cut.
That's why I'm trying to pay attention. I'm going to be like, connect with him.
He'll be back next week.
No, I'm good, bro. Rex doesn't like when Hans has attention.
Pour me a shot. No,
he don't. He cuts me off all the
time. Yeah, Rex doesn't like when Hans gets attention.
For real?
I talk to him like...
Well, I could definitely tell like... Well, also on the podcast, you guys have mentioned it before. Like, you two were hanging out before even like Bueno became a thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Being Rex.
Yeah, as a homie. That's the Mongolo.
So where did that friendship start?
Mongolo.
I was a freshman.
Fucking culero. This is called you Mongolo. You let it ride.
It's so normal, bro. Like, it's so normal. We're just saying that shit all the time.
I know what you guys with y'all homies, like y'all be talking.
Nah, that's chill.
Terrible.
We're chill.
Nah, I know. Like you guys call, hey bitch. Like I see you guys say that to each other.
Nah, not me.
But I call my girl bitch. That's because I love her.
Es de cariño. What were you saying? Yeah, what were you sentimental about, Hans?
I was asking about the relationship. Like, how did it come to be?
When did you meet?
Then he would say nice shit about you, actually, and you cut him off.
Mongolo?
Yeah. When did you meet me?
I think, I was a freshman. He was a sophomore.
Oh, that's cute. Awesome.
That's when I met this fool.
Well, I'm telling you, when I first met him, because
I was a pet.
No, this fool.
Hey, into the land of jokes.
This fool was a pervert.
Into the mic, bro. Into the mic and to the camera.
Yeah. I'm Chris Hansen.
I saw Hans. I like him. I'm going to get him.
I'm gonna get him.
Nah, I think my homie, Fernando brought you around.
Shout out Fernando.
Jose. So my homie Jose, shout out to Jose. He brought him around, and I remember when we first met him, I was like, "Oh, this fool's black." I thought he was black. I thought he was.
That's crazy.
I thought he was light skinned.
Like, can I say it? He's like,
no. Can I say it?
Is it because you're saying it all the time?
I just thought.
What if I rap it to my favorite rap song? Can I say it then?
he does say the N-word all the time.
Do I look
black?
No, I don't know. I'm saying what he thought.
Don't take offense to it. God damn.
Why are you so offended, bro?
Lalo.
What's up?
You know him in high school.
Yeah, I did.
How did he look back then? He was dark. He was dark.
Curly hair. He had a good jumper.
Yeah, he had curly hair. You know, he was like, when up. Yeah, short hair, but
ashy
like,
elbows.
I thought he was going to the league.
What?
I thought he was going to the league, fool. I thought he was going to the league.
You said ashy elbows, ashy lip.
Yeah. Like, ashy elbows.
Let the homie talk.
Nah, I mean, yeah. I thought he was black, fool, and then fucking he's like, oh no, I'm not black. I'm Brazilian. That's what this was said.
Yeah.
Like for a whole fucking year, we thought he was Brazilian, bro.
That was beige.
But I remember this one time, bro. The first time I met him, my homie Jose brought him to his house, right? And then Fernando. We never met him. We never spoke to him. Nothing. This fool, he went inside my homie Jose's window, right, to look inside his house. Inside his room.
Bitch, you gonna say that?
He was like, there was a big ass window, and this fool went like this, right, to look inside. And then while he was like that, his ass was in the air. And my homie Fernando, he's like, I'm gonna put my finger in his ass. And he did. He went, whoop. Like, hey, what's up, bro? And this fool's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Who thought we were gay as fuck, bro? I remember that shit.
I mean, think about it. You just start kicking with some new food, and some new food just put a finger up. Yeah, what are you gonna be like?
You're right, Rex. You just met this fool like
20 minutes ago.
I already trying to figure that, you.
But also, that's how the IE foods get around.
Yeah.
This food.
What?
No.
Put that narrative out there.
We just got to stick a finger in it.
As homies, when you hold with homies, you do gay shit. And if you don't, if you say you don't, you're fucking lying. And this food came from LA, right? You came from LA. So LA is like, you touch my ass, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Yeah, I was a little tough, but
bro, I saw this book get down.
Gangbanger Rex?
Like, little.
You a little fruity?
A little fruity. You
a little sassy.
If I don't touch your dick, you're not the homie. Like, you know? That's how we bond.
Let me see. Hong Kong.
Y'all converted him for sure.
Yeah, it's all gay now.
Yeah.
We like it.
You ever Hong Kong the homie?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The fuck?
Hello.
Hey, you up?
You good? Like, you want to check if you don't have fucking prostate?
Yeah.
They do it for us. So.
You know, my homie's scared of the doctor. Foo, I got to do it myself.
Yeah.
I'm a real.
But how gay, like, are you guys? Like, between you,
what's the gay
like,
shit like, y'all done?
Yeah, what's the gay to our jokes?
This was Kiss Me.
Yeah, yeah. I've kissed this one.
And, oh, he's kissed all of us pretty
much. Yeah. I think everyone has dry
humped.
Everybody has dry humped each other from the back.
I just dry humped for a video.
He dry humped me yesterday.
That's sick. Hell yeah.
But see, hey, but by the way, I want to make it clear. This fool kissed me. I didn't ask for it.
Throw me under the bus, though. I don't deal with consent well. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, but also, like, that just speaks on all of our. I'm going to be real. Like, that just speaks on all of our confidence. And, like, our sexual, like, you know what?
Were you drunk?
Nah, I might be gay, bro. I'm real.
Me and Caesar kissed.
I might be gay.
Caesar kissed me because we're drinking one time. You guys are not down to kiss?
Kiss me.
What? Who's not down?
I'm down for perrito.
Bro, nah. With Hans, like, you know the game, like, the Are You Nervous game?
He
would not lose. Like, so he knows that no one's going to beat him. Yeah. But he met his match with Caesar.
Yeah. Good.
And then Caesar, and that's where they, and that's how they ended up kissing, because they met each other's match.
Damn. Yeah. Match made in heaven.
And I put my finger in Rex's ass the other day.
Yeah. How did you feel, Rex?
Like, last
week. Hey, Rex, you're a married man. Like,
that shit went whoop.
Yeah. Nah, bro, I swear to God. I was just fucking, and I was like, hey, what's up? Like, what's up, food? And I went, poop. That shit went, poop.
Hey, but it's funny, though, because, like, when we do it to Saul, he don't like it because he's serious. And I'll be telling Hans, like, hey, get Saul. Hey, and but like, Hans just goes behind Saul, like, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, baby girl?
I'm squeamish.
Hey, but God forbid we're around our theels and shit.
Oh, hell no.
Fuck no, bro. Get the fuck away from me, dog.
I might cheese as a
mom. Esas pinches soltadas que.
Yeah. I'll never do that shit in front of my
dad. Why are your jeans so tight?
Have
you seen that gay old Mexican fool that be dancing like
Yeah, the dude with the, he's got the crop, the crop.
Yeah, he got the crop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That fool looks good, bro. Fuck.
He's living life for sure. He's living life.
He's living his best life.
Yeah, you do that shit manually, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
He's him, bro.
That fool's working right now.
He's on the ones and twos.
Him.
I hope they pay you good, fucker.
You guys are fucking around. I'm all business, bro.
Hey, we made your job hard today, huh?
And how much they pay you?
Enough, huh? Tell them.
This, bro.
Right.
Give him a job. You're like P. Diddy. Get him a job.
Yo, you see the shit that's going on?
No, you see. Yeah, we got to suck his dick afterwards. Yeah. I'm fucking signing him.
Nah, you guys see what's going on with Meek Mill right now? Freak Mill?
Yeah, Freak Mill.
Mill. That shit's crazy. He's like, basically, Diddy took him shopping, like the whole thing that did, like, he's gay and shit. Like, they're doing all this freaky shit behind, like, the scenes.
Isn't it crazy? Because they call him, he steals money.
Yeah.
He beats up women.
P. Diddy.
But they cross the line when he's gay. He's like, oh, he's gay? Yeah, that's when they cross the line.
What about the first shit he did, bro? Nah, he's gay, bro.
They skip when he killed Biggie and Pog, but no, he's gay? Like, nah.
Oh, he's gay? What the fuck? Nah, fuck that.
We ain't letting that shit slide around here.
Yeah.
Man, so Meek Mill's getting treated?
Yeah, he's taking on shopping sprees.
And Usher got molested when he was like 11 or 10.
What the fuck?
Supposedly Justin Bieber did too.
And
I heard about that.
That's just crazy.
Bro. I mean, think about it, bro. If someone like a 13, fucking billionaire came up to you right now and told you, "Hey,
first love,
give me some fucking head,"
I'll give him some fucking head.
I haven't even named the price.
I turned a chicken head, bro.
He's offering you money.
Oh, go ahead.
You guys ever seen that clip? It was a podcast too, where it was like some guy like setting up a scenario.
Yeah,
he was just like, "All right. $10 million.
I'll suck it.
I'll suck it.
Hey, wait. You didn't hear the rest. I'll suck it.
Bro, no, honestly, like, a billionaire came up to, you. I'll give you fucking $200 million. Just suck my dick, but make me nut.
Nah, I'm not. I won't.
I'm sucking it, bro.
$200 million? Cash.
To completion.
Cash.
To completion.
Saul, cash.
My dad's retiring, bro.
I might think I'm robbing you, low-key. That's all you need from me?
I know you think I'm thinking, but I'm just thinking about what I would wear.
Dreams? Like,
I wear a wig, bro.
When this one thinks he looks up, like...
Yeah,
he contemplates it. Like,
I have to think about it.
About
seriously, life, bro.
You know the cartoons when they see the little...
Oh, the little bubbles?
Yeah, that's how he sees it.
Bro, when I was a kid, I used to drink water like how cartoons used to.
How?
Go. Like, yeah, bro. And then my uncle's like, why are you a freaky ass doing that shit, bro? What the fuck?
I had to switch up,
bro. Yeah, a long time ago, bro.
How'd you run?
Like, the narrative has... Huh?
How'd you run when you were a kid?
Oh,
you did
bro.
This before?
No. You're like, you start off like that and then you go off?
Nah, you ever do this shit, though?
Hell yeah! Bro!
You thought to make you faster?
I was doing this before Tom Cruise.
Nah. I saw Ronaldo run like that one time, and I was like, I'm going to start doing
nah,
that.
Nah, I saw the fucking villain from Terminator 2 do that shit,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
The fucking dude, like the little blob thing, run like that. When you're chasing him on the bike, I was like, that's how I'm going
to
run.
I heard that motherfucker had a train for to run like that.
He did.
So, like, he won't look like he's fucking breathing hard for, like, a year. He was just like...
Oh, shit. I'd also just believe that if someone told me that, though, too. Yeah. Like, I don't have to do any homework.
I'm not doing the research.
If someone told me that, I'd be like, yeah, I believe... Yeah, well, that really happened, bro.
It's good enough to, like, not research it. Like, it's believable. Like, yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Right, makes sense.
Since y'all brought it up right now, just right now, about cartoons. Favorite childhood cartoon?
SpongeBob.
Rocket Power.
Which was that one?
You haven't seen Rocket Power?
Nah, bro. I had PBS. Like, I was,
we
like,
are
I
was riders.
On the middle table. Yeah. You were on that portion?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I was watching Arthur.
Uncle Tito, you know? You get a childhood food.
I was SpongeBob, Kids Next Door. As soon as I got cable, Kids Next Door, Dexter's Laboratory.
When did you get cable?
DD.
I was still in elementary school.
DD.
But when he got it for like a year, because my dad's like, I don't want to pay that shit.
My dad did the same thing.
Hey, everybody got Dish Latino and shit.
Max, though.
Man, I'm watching SpongeBob, but it's Spanish, bro.
Bob Esponja.
Bob Esponja. Nah, bro. Ah, fuck. SpongeBob, Kids Next Door. Dexter's Laboratory.
For sure.
Okay, I fuck Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
I fuck.
Mojo Jojo. He made that shit, bro.
Rex. What was yours, bro?
Casting Couch.
I can like Trucking 101.
Make Taxi.
What's that dinosaur one? The fairy. What's the dinosaur one when they got like the dinosaur egg and shit?
That was
Dragon Tail.
That was my shit, bro. That shit, no cable.
Me Dragon pretending Tail. Not to understand, so I didn't look poor.
I was
what are you talking about?
I was a bitch when they killed.
Rex was watching some shit on Duda.
I watched that shit too.
Reading Rainbow.
His cartoons were like puta majo,
puta madre, puta
la cocha tu madre.
That's racist.
He just said too bad. He just says the boomer fool.
Said boomer fool.
I was watching that shit.
Reading Rainbow with the fucking lions.
Hell yeah.
Between the lions.
Yeah. And then the fucking, I can say.
Remember Cyber Chase?
Cyber Chase.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Y'all watch Max and Ruby and shit?
Yeah.
Maya Miguel?
Hey, Caillou?
Caillou?
I fucking hate a little bald bitch, bro.
Yeah, cancer.
It's on Side of Ever Too.
What's the
cancer?
That's what they said. That's a theory.
And supposedly, number one from Kids Next Door had cancer too.
Damn.
Yeah, you just made it.
They always make some conspiracies like that, huh? Yeah. It's always the same shit. No, they're all dead.
Yeah.
What?
So that was the Rugrats. That was the Rugrats, right?
Yeah.
The Rugrats. Yeah, that Chucky's like abandoned or some shit.
Did his mom die?
Yeah, his mom died.
Wonder Pets food.
That shit was hard.
Wonder Pets.
The Backyardigans had a fire ass fucking intro too.
Yeah.
The Backyard. I know it wasn't our childhood.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, okay, I was watching. Okay, sue me. I was watching cartoons in my 20s, bro.
Yeah. Because you didn't have a child,
but
you were cutting granite.
But that fool got down, though. The little penguin got down at rapping, bro. And we came to play along. That fool was hard. He had bars.
You guys,
he had my respect. Total.
You guys remember like when there was weather like this and the TV would cut out because you didn't have like
I had
antenna.
You gotta go up top and snack that shit.
And then you had to watch.
Yeah!
That's when you had to watch the really poor channels and you're just watching an Asian lady like sell fucking jewelry. Like
I bet you were watching Kitsch WB.
Kids Hell WB. Yeah, bro.
Shaolin Showdown.
I was watching all that bullshit.
Shit. Yeah. Bro, with Jackie Chan?
Yeah. Wait, Jackie Chan Adventures.
Never
what are you talking about?
Shaolin Showdown?
Nah.
Yeah.
Man, you were rich.
Yeah, nice. Nah, I was. Bro, that's when I knew my dad loved me, fool, because one time it was raining.
Damn!
No, I swear. Like, one time it was raining, and my dad, like, the antenna went out, so he's like, chingada madre, hijo de puta madre, no. Horta vengo. He got his jacket, fool, went on top. We got a ladder. We lived in mobile homes. If we went on top of the ladder,
he could have died.
That fool started fucking fixing the antenna. But that's when I was like, that fool loves me. I was watching cartoons.
Yeah.
Damn.
I knew my dad loved me, bro. One time, he came from work, bro. He beat the shit out of me, bro. He was like, I only do this because I love you. And I was this motherfucker loves me.
Yeah, fucking facts, bro. I'm sorry you went through that, bro.
I knew my dad loved me for when he left. He didn't come back, bro. And I was like, fuck, bro, you love me for real.
Teaching me a
though.
Lesson.
Wait.
Hey, wasn't it cool that
your dad didn't leave?
And we got whooped. Wasn't it kind of cool that like?
Yeah, but it was a shock when you went around people who didn't.
Yeah.
I thought everybody got whooped. You?
That was my white friends.
Yeah.
That it was a white.
I had my white boyfriends and they're like, What, dude, you gotta call the cops. Dude, your dad beats you, dude. You should call the cops.
Yeah. Like, they don't respect your space. Yeah.
They respect your area.
Like, nah, that shit was crazy, bro.
Nah, you're spitting.
My dad stopped beating my ass. Like, I think...
But did you even get hit like that, though? Like,
no, bro.
Like
let
bad?
Me tell you, bro. One time...
Oh, you got hit like that.
I still remember this shit, bro. I still remember.
When someone starts with, let me tell you, like, I'm sitting down, bro.
Beto turned, I pulled out the fucking the camera for Patreon. He's like, nah, bro, I remember one time, I was like, I don't know, me and my brother were arguing in the back seat, and my mom were, we were outside my clinic. Cause I had got chicken pox. Well, I got chicken pox.
I thought you were a dispensary.
So I was a white kid.
I was chicken. I had chicken
pox.
That's
such a white kid.
That's as white people.
Only white people get chicken pox.
I got chicken pox twice.
Hey, dirty ass
what
kid.
What the fuck? Yeah, you got chicken pox twice?
Shower food.
I don't think
food.
No Latino.
You didn't get your shots.
I swear to God.
We have all fucked up.
You didn't get deward.
We didn't have money, food. I don't know.
You gotta get deward. God damn, bro.
Bro. I had chicken pox. We had just come out of the clinic, and my mom was like, "Oh, we're in the way in the parking lot. My friend's coming. She's gonna give me something." My mom used to sell Avon back then, right?
Fly.
Remember that?
Yeah. Fly.
So she said, "Ma traer algo." Sorry, we're waiting in the parking lot. Me and my brother were in the back seat arguing because he had a PSP. And I was like, "Let me play." My brother's like, "No, no." I started crying.
That was smoking a blunt.
¿Quieres, papá? ¿Quieres? So. Yeah, I started crying, and my dad's just like, cállate, no estás llorando, and I started crying louder. I was one of those kids where, like, ah, you know, the mouth wide open.
Talking to the moon.
Bro, so I started crying louder, and my dad just turns around and goes, boop,
untate quieto real quick.
It was like a movie, bro. I started bleeding, fool, my
brother. Oh, that's it.
He backhanded me, blah.
That fool gets
no, but in front of my mom's homegirl. My mom's homegirl was like, no, no, Martita, no.
Eso no está bien.
No está bien, porque mira, yo conozco una señora. Sí. Le pegaba a su hijo. Y ahorita él está en la cárcel y también la señora está muerta.
Oh, shit.
I, you know what I mean?
That bro did that too well.
That type, bro.
Right when this podcast ends, make that into a TikTok.
Yeah. That's all about content, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, bro. Let's go, Beto. Let's go, Beto. You're on it, bro. You're
hey, you gotta
today.
Pay him.
Hey,
more.
Give him a raise, bro.
Yeah, nah, we got.
Hey, go get another beer, bro. You're good. Go get another beer.
That's why you're just our content homie, dog.
This is stupid. But yeah, I remember that day, bro. I was like, fuck. But my dad used to whoop our ass, bro, with the belt, with the fucking.
How'd your dad feel after he hit you like that?
Did he cry?
He would
did
just go
he
to
get
his
scared
room.
Or something.
I don't know. I never seen it. We never got to see his reaction.
He knew. He was like, "Fuck, I fucked up."
One thing about my pops, bro, that I love about him.
Mm-hmm.
This fool loves his dad and shit.
Yeah. What that about him?
Nah, that fool.
Yo,
was,
you saw his dick. Or?
That fool. Would, nah, that fool.
You want to take a shot?
I was gonna give him a shot.
Nah, I'm chilling.
I love these.
This is good. This
one. Oh yeah,
smack it.
My boy needs one.
No. Give. Oh yeah, you guys handle
him. I already took a shot. You guys have to.
Nah, he just wanted it. Let's talk about our dads. Let's talk about our dads.
Why the fuck they whoop us? Because they worked hard and then like they took other.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
It started unloading shit.
That shit gets me hot.
It started back in the day. It started back in the day in the fucking 1800s. Fool, like motherfuckers were like. You know what I mean? And it still went on to like the early 2000s.
You think slaves were hitting their kids?
What the?
Nah, 100%. Like Egyptian slaves, like just generation of beating up and shit.
Yeah, this is kind of deep. Like, let me think about it.
Think about
deep.
That. Nah, that's
hold on.
Because fathers have traumatized.
Like, where did it originate? Yeah.
Hey, you think you guys are gonna hit your kids?
No,
that's the question I was gonna ask.
I'm gonna beat the fuck out.
Be honest, you think one day
just
you're gonna come home and beat the shit out of your kid because you had a 13, 14 hour shift, and your wife screaming at you, and your boss screaming at you?
Yeah.
And then your kid's fucking crying.
Yeah.
Like,
shut the fuck up. I want a raise.
You just start taking your shit out on him.
Fuck. I shove a kid.
Nah, Rex. That what you just brought up though.
We're all traumatized. Oh man.
We are. I'm traumatized.
Fuck.
But I have a cool relationship with my dad now.
So. Bro, to this day, bro, I be driving my grown passenger, and like she'll just like do this, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey.
She be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just, I don't know. You raise your fucking ass.
Yeah.
And she goes like that to fix the fucking mirror.
Yeah, dead ass, bro. What the fuck, bro? Like, you gotta chill. You can't do that when I'm driving.
You gotta start it, Gazelle.
I got a few, bro. Where do you want me to start? luckily though, like I said, I love my dad though, cause he used to fuck me up, bro.
Yeah.
Like, but he would always like apologize after.
He was
so it
damn.
Was
a, you had a good dad.
Yeah, bro. It was like a fucking mixture of emotions and shit. Cause he would fuck me up, and then he'd leave, and then later at night he'd be like,
"My bad, fool.
I'm sorry and shit."
Don't know me.
Yeah. And my mom was never like that, bro. My mom. I got the most ass whoopings from my mom.
Yeah.
She was a champ.
Oh, bro, she used to whoop my and like she's not like the moms to that you tell them like remember you used to beat my ass and they'd be like no what the fuck my oh, mom would be like okay. She'll say it with her fucking chest. Yeah, she was like yeah I whooped that motherfucker, he was fucking out of line, bro. She's crazy, bro. I love her. She's
were you also out of line?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sometimes yeah.
Okay, bro, I was a bad fucking kid too, bro. So yeah. I was like, okay, I understand why my dad and my mom beat my ass.
No, you had to do what you had to do, you know, like
yeah. How also, did you get hit like that?
They also say like that's us just coming to terms with it.
Yeah.
Because they say that we're always like, oh, no, we deserved it. But in reality, I guess you don't really deserve it. It's just the way that.
No, you do.
It's a reaction that they had.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think that's a natural reaction.
But think about it. Then again, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
But then again, think about it.
No, you're the guest or whatever.
I'm counting it, bro. Just take a call.
No, you're the guest or whatever. I don't care.
My beer's not even open, bro.
I'm going to cut off Hans next.
He always does. Nah, but think about it, bro. Like, our dads will come home tired as fuck, annoyed. He just wants to go home, chill, kick his feet up. But then your mom be like, tu hijo se portó mal, ve, pégale.
Exactly.
You're just like, bro, what the fuck? Like, exactly. Why? Like, no, you're just annoyed? Yeah. I think that's why they beat us, fool.
And low-key, my dad literally just said that shit recently. Like, not even, like, 2 weeks ago. He was like, because my mom was like, yeah, you used to hit him too. Because I was telling my mom, like, you remember you used to fuck me up? She was like, yeah. También tu papá. And my dad's like, pero yo no me le pegaba porque tú me decías. Throwing her face and shit. And then she got mad. And I was like, am I going to get whooped again, bro? Like, everybody chill out.
Hey, but sometimes you're in public and you're like, fuck, that kid needs a fucking ass beat.
Oh, hell
no. Oh, no, right. Yeah. Some kids, you can tell the kids who didn't get their ass beat.
I'm not going to be a soft parent, but I might whoop my son.
I'm going to put my foot down. For sure.
Did you get your ass beat or something?
My mom hit me the most. My dad fucked with me like mentally.
What do you mean, that's mentally? The worst.
Yeah.
That's worse, bro.
Like what? Like, say, like, I'm disappointed in you type of shit?
Nah, dead ass just fucking hit me instead, bro.
Yeah, nah, he fucked with me mentally.
Don't tell me I disappointed you, bro. Don't tell me I disappointed you and I'm the worst thing that ever happened to you.
And he was more
just tell just, me, you know, hit me. Actually, just do that.
It's better, yeah, because
he hits you and still tells you.
And it hurts for the time, but like,
it's like hits you and he's like, why are you crying?
Yeah.
I'll make you cry more.
Yeah.
That's the shit. And then he's like, ¿Qué eres chivas? ¿Qué? ¿Le vas a las chivas? And that's how you get me. Nah, bro, dead ass. I'm like, I'm not even lying, bro. Like, I'm brainwashed to not like las chivas.
I fuck with your dad, bro.
Like, anything.
He did the right thing.
Respect out of my mic, bro.
Nah, fuck that. Respectfully, fuck your dad, bro. What the fuck?
It was a good joke, though.
Like, to me, it's like, I learned that the word gay was chivas. Like, okay, le vas a las chivas?
You're affiliated with them.
Yeah, I was brainwashed into that.
The word association.
Yeah, that's association.
I don't know why we can talk about this.
No, talk about Hans.
I just saw something on TikTok that should piss me off.
Hold on, bro. Like, put a sad song on.
Cut him out, bro.
No, it pissed me off, fool. I saw some shit that supposedly now people are saying, because there was a video of Travis Kelce doing this. Mm. And supposedly that means you're...
That shit was so random.
Illuminati.
It was random. We're like, talking about Chivas.
Fuck, no, it's just gay. Because he said gay.
It means you're Illuminati.
And this means apparently that you're gay.
No, that's peace.
No, but there people are saying that on TikTok.
That's peace, liberals. Love, and war.
You ever seen that shit?
That's liberals.
Bro, White Brazy on the show on the last episode, he had a whole like thing that the leftists and the entertainment industry are really trying to make our kids gay. Remember that shit?
Holy,
he was like 10 minutes of just like, they're really trying to, I'm not fucking around right now, but they want to make us all gay. I was like,
he was being
dead. I had to cut that part out, but yeah.
Yo, you cut it out?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Yeah, that shit was like, wild. I didn't hear that shit. I heard the whole episode.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I was like,
what about this podcast? You guys with the liberals?
Is this the liberal side podcast?
What are you, huh? So what's your guys' fucking, I know the homie Hans is pulling up the, are you going to pull up the video?
I was,
hey, Donald Trump never missed a stimulus check.
obviously we're in the podcasting business, but like, what's the threshold of where you're like, oh, maybe we should cut this shit out?
Politics.
That's a good question.
Politics.
Racism.
Talk
to the blacks.
And Joe Biden.
And
religion.
Yeah.
He's Brazilian. He can say that.
Religion. Yeah, politics, no, religion. It's like the big three. It's politics, religion, and like, what was the other one? Sexuality racism. Or something? Racism, yeah.
Yeah. Religion.
Hey, but that should be comedy, huh?
Sometimes you can't, like, you can't ignore it. You gotta say some shit.
But it hurts though, huh? I'm sure, like, because they'll see most of it for us, but it's like, this is comedy gold, but we can't use
that. Yeah, you can't use that shit.
It's the worst.
This is the thing, like, if people wanna joke with us with race, because at the end of the day, bro, we all, like, I think blacks and browns, like, we went through the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Same struggles.
So we can say it too. Huh? That's what he's saying.
That's what you're saying.
But I feel like, bro, like, we can all joke around with each other, but I feel like the only people that take offense to it is white people.
Yeah, 100%.
I think it's the white savior.
Yeah, like, how the complex. Fuck are you getting the white savior? You're white.
I'm gonna be offended for you, type.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
person,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I did vocabulary for. Yeah.
I think it probably derives from just that guilt, though, of like knowing that you're the ones who suppressed all these fucking races and ethnicities.
Get back in line,
I heard Germans. Germans are super nice.
That's where it comes from.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah, I heard
I'll
Germans
call them
are
beans. You know?
Rex like tells me, he's like, get back in line, boy. You like them churros?
You know what's crazy?
But we don't talk Southerner. We mostly talk like Border Patrols.
Yeah, we're Border Patrol.
Yeah. No, like,
you get back where you came from, you churro.
Paddle boy.
Yeah.
Rio Grande real nice.
You know what they say? You hop in a boat, you better run. How to paddle that shit.
You need a towel?
You want to buy some crawfish? What the fuck?
Wait. Yeah, you like that churron, boy. You like the way that cinnamon gets in your mouth.
You smell like cilantro.
Is that your sister? Fake chew on some shit?
No, wait, but that's Southerner, though. You got to do it like
you like tacos, Texan. Boy?
Yeah, it's like a Tex-Mex type shit. Yeah,
I can't. They all sound the same to me, bro. They all sound the same to me.
That's true.
Except for the ones like in Louisiana that are like super like flagrant.
Yeah,
I say a boy.
Oh no! Wait. Now you say talk like
boy,
that.
Bro, I want to go Louisiana.
Sound like I'm by the bayou, boy.
I'm by the bayou.
Wait, so walk us through that Border Patrol. Like, how does that persona like?
What
does somebody who's a Border Patrol agent would say?
It's
stop.
Hey, go ahead, boy. Go ahead and go run down that border, boy.
I'm going to give you 10 shakers now, boy.
Yeah, look at that boy. He's running pretty fast now.
Where you from?
I thought they can't run. I thought they swim fast. Like,
where you coming from? Juarez?
What are you, Chivas?
You a Chivas?
What's your name, boy? Juan?
Are you what they call coyote?
Bro, I heard that because I used to truck drive all through Border Patrol. Like Paso, Laredo, fucking.
Yeah.
You know, I would hear them.
Yeah.
And I started fucking around with the homies, and then the homies caught on, and I was just like, we just spoke about it. But people think it's Southern, but now we're being hella dicks.
Yeah, we're being Border Patrol.
God damn.
To our own people.
What the fuck is this blessing the bottle,
but it's funny. It's funny because like you're almost... You're
it's healing.
You're taking it and you're making it yours.
That's like the N-word.
You know exactly. You know how black people
that's exactly.
That's
what I was trying to say.
It is. Exactly. Nah, exactly.
Period.
You know how black people say the N-word to each other?
Period.
They take it and they just say it to themselves. So to us, it's like, we can do that too. Like
taking Beaner back.
Now, we take Beaner.
We've gotten those messages because like we'll say Beaner on the podcast, and we've gotten the comments like, y'all can't say Beaner. That's racist. Like,
do better.
What do you mean?
Shut the fuck up.
God mira, hijo de tu puta madre, yo soy frijolero hasta la vida, perro maldito puerco.
That's a clip. Con suero de chivo, azúcar entonada.
I knew you sound like a spick.
That was crazy.
He's Honduran. He's not even Mexican. He's Honduran.
You can't say that one.
You can't say that one. Nah, I knew it.
Only I can say that.
Now, one time at a COD lobby, they got me with that one with spick. Yeah. I never heard that shit, but I knew that shit hurt.
Yeah. Like,
what was the
like, that shit? I knew how it felt internally.
Fucking ass.
Remember me and Rex?
Oh yeah, we got jokes for white.
What was it? I think I have it on my notes.
I forgot about that.
No,
I have it in my notes.
All names you could call.
I think
white
I have
people?
It on my notes. Oh, it was on my old.
Yeah, things. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. We did like a
what's up, cracker?
Like a little.
No. There's way. No,
you wider than a
they're way better.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you wider than a white. Fax machine or some shit.
Anybody
like
listening? If you want to call white person,
they were jokes.
Devil. What did I say? Devil. What?
What does spick mean?
Spick.
It's just like a racist derogatory term for a Mexican.
It means like a
short for Hispanic.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, right.
But it's derogatory in the sense like spick.
It's kind of saying the N word, the ER.
Yeah, it's an ER.
to us.
Yeah, it hurts more than Beaner.
They created that name around
Beaner.
The time like Cesar Chavez time.
Did you know greaser was a bad word?
Well, that's why they made Spick and Span. We always kept
greaser was a bad word. Greaser was like the hard R for like Mexicans.
Shout out to homie.
Really? Which one?
Shout out to homie Angel Greaser.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one?
Greaser. Greaser was like a bad word.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you called greaser, it's like a fade. Yeah. Like, what the fuck you called me?
Yeah, the dictionary just says a derogatory word for a person from a Spanish-speaking country.
Yeah.
Fucking Spick.
That's crazy.
It's not even, that doesn't even hurt though, but I guess it would only hurt if you actually got it more. Like,
I think Beaner is
towards
funny.
You know?
Yeah. If someone calls me, a white boy calls me a Beaner, I'd be like,
that would make me laugh.
I think wetback hurts
Oh yeah, yeah, wetback hurts.
I didn't even cross one river. Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't even swim.
What
bro.
Was the name I used to say to, like, you know, it's called a white person, like a devil, or was it?
I don't know.
I remember.
I tried to
a white
it,
devil.
I do remember that.
Oh, Tasmanian devil.
Tasmanian devil. I think it was that's just
bro. How do you say it? Like it was?
It's just a Looney Tune.
It was something devil.
White devil. Yeah,
oh, hell yeah, what the
bro. My middle school was racist. I went to like an all white school. Like I got called Beaner the most in seventh grade. No, eighth grade. Yeah,
damn.
I remember when I went to ELD. I was in ELD.
That's right, me too.
You represent ELD.
Hey, we were together, right?
Yeah, English Learning Development. Yeah.
Me too. Me
cheers
too.
To that.
Yeah.
I was in game, bro.
Our mom didn't know how to fill out the fucking.
I was an athlete, bro.
Hey,
bro.
English honors.
She said we spoke Spanish at home. No, I didn't.
Hey, Dreams.
English honors.
AP English.
AP. Bro, Spanish is my first language.
Let me
get a woogity, Saul. Let me get a little woogity, woogity.
Shout out to.
Wait.
Being
as rocket. Power.
Let the homie tell us about his
motherfucker
experience.
That's your first beer. That's
crazy.
That's my only beer.
Now yeah, in because I went to like this middle school in like in Chino Hills. Like I was probably like four or five Mexicans, and I was getting called Beaner like almost every other week. And I remember in my ELD class, I remember I didn't even know what ELD was, to be honest, but I just know I was getting taken out of a class, and I heard some people say like, oh, why are they leaving? And then this dude, I remember his name is Jordan, fucking bitch ass.
Fuck you, Jordan.
Fuck you, Jordan.
He's like, oh, that's where they take all the dumbass Beaners.
And damn.
What's up, Jordan?
Yeah. That shit, I was like,
little
fuck.
Bitch.
Yeah.
In middle school?
Yeah, middle school. Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Middle school was that shit.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but like Chino Hills is low-key like a rich area.
Yeah,
it's white.
Like, a lot of people got predominant land and shit.
Hey, bro. Y'all don't know this about Saul, huh?
Hey.
He went to school.
No, my boy was born in Beverly Hills.
That fool went to school with the Ball Brothers.
Oh, we got to hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
BBB?
Yeah, they're in my PE class.
They picked you in basketball.
Bro, nah, dead ass. Lonzo, he jumped over me for like a dunk.
You were on Sports Center. Look at Lonzo. Look at his handles.
Yeah.
That's your claim to fame. That's my Lonzo, you dunked on me.
Yeah, remember, you dunked on me. Yeah, they were in my PE class. Motherfuckers were fast as fuck. Well, only Jello and Lonzo, because the other one was still
LaMelo.
Yeah, he was still in. I think he was like in elementary. Yeah.
It's funny, LaMelo's the best one now.
Yeah, he is. But I remember even in high school, we went to their CIF game. Like their Division One, that shit was fucking.
Those fools were good as fuck.
Hell yeah, that shit was.
Those fools had fans like before you know you could even really have.
Bro,
fans.
They would come to our school because our school was bigger, and they'll sell out like they'll pack out our fucking gym.
A high school game.
Yeah, and we're rivals.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, because they were Chino Hills. I was Ayala, so we're rivals.
Yeah,
but like they would come to our school for like the gym
yeah.
and just. Fucking pack that bitch out.
Isn't that
our people,
crazy?
Our fucking kids couldn't do that shit.
Yeah.
It's like LeBron, huh? And like Kobe too. When they were in high school, they just like literally would pack out fucking the whole gymnasium and shit.
And if you want to see what's the dad's name? Fuck, what's his name?
LeVar.
If you want to see him, like he gets donuts like every morning at this fucking like near this gas station.
Right.
I always see him.
Don't leak it though.
He's always there.
The homie Rex, I kind of like hinted at it earlier, but he said now he's recently unemployed.
So you're gonna say married?
I didn't want that in, but for sure.
Nah, you said it right here.
You're a dream chaser now. You're a dream chaser.
Are you folks gonna hire me, right?
Yeah, I know, we got you, bro.
Hey, Beto, you're done, bro. but I know.
No more pistos.
His check's gonna be thin.
I feel like every podcast I've gone, they said that, like,
because it's a big thing.
It's a big deal, bro. Yeah. Like you're really. I'm assuming it's also like you're taking
into
your what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's scary.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Just tell us a little about your fucking drug smuggling.
Nah, don't give him that attention. Like he loves that.
Because right? I did it too, bro. But no one said anything like, when I did it. Like, oh, fuck, you quit your job? Hey, podcast full time.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to edit dumb shit full time? That's tight, bro.
Yeah.
Now I gotta hear his voice every week when I'm editing. Fuck.
Hey, Hans, you fucking dumb, huh, fool?
That's funny. Crazy. Get the fuck out of here.
That's your best friend.
It is, fool.
They love each other.
Fool. Rex, Saul, and Carlos are my and Kenny are my four best friends.
And who else would just keep naming all your homies?
Fucking Lalo, fucking Dream.
My boy, Giselle,
my boy Beto.
SOS, bitch.
SOS. Shout out to Maz. Shout out to Miguel.
Shout out
to
Japan.
Shout out to Big Forehead out here.
Shout out now.
I you're watching.
Well, I have a little bladder pointing. Yeah. Fucking pee.
Go for it.
Hello.
Good, I gotta go.
What if I just pee in the corner? Nah, like
bring
a
bucket.
You don't even want to even hear Rex.
I know. That's why he wants to pee.
I know, he does it.
It's like, hey, he's going to talk and we
hey,
all
hey,
leave.
Hey, Dream.
Hello. We'll just stop and
hey,
go.
Most of them shout out.
For everything I know from fucking editing to Photoshop
doing
to
taxes
whatever like I learned it off this
mm-hmm. Honestly, nah,
damn, and everything that's swaggy about you, you learn from this. It's an even exchange.
Nah, that's so true. That's
an even exchange, bro.
Nah, that's so true. This dude really put me on game, like 100%. This dude, when I came into the I say the official, because I was in Chino, but Chino didn't really feel like IE to me back then. Once I started like hanging out with in the Fontana crowd and going to all these parties, I was like a fucking dweeb. I was like, I didn't know how to dress. I was just a dweeb. And then Hans was like, oh, like here, like, we'll go game? Shopping together. He was putting me on game. He's like, yeah, this. And then
you're a weenie hunt.
I wasn't a yes man to him, bro. I was like, yeah, bro, you gotta do this, you gotta wear this.
Nah, let's talk about it, actually. Wait, cause you were, because look at this.
Can you dress fresh though and still not spend like a stupid amount of money?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Bro,
because I can't. Like, well, I have no style.
Bro, let me
like,
tell you right now. I bought some fucking cargo pants, like two from Walmart.
Let me dress.
Yeah?
Bro.
And you're like, look,
yeah,
24. Wait. Let's keep it a stack, though. Also, you're a good looking ass motherfucker, so, like, you could wear anything.
That shit pisses me off, bro. That shit pisses me off.
You're fucking dick riding,
bro.
Nah,
check this out. We went to
the dick riding on Benito's crazy.
Are we recording?
The dick riding on Benito's crazy.
Look. Hey, oh, we're back. We're back. By the way, we're back. I know we asked Rex a question. We'll get to it.
We're good. It's Hans's turn. We're talking about Hans.
It's real bullshit, quick, huh? I'm out.
Let me catch everybody to speed. We're talking about how, like, we're talking a little bit about, like, the nerdy shit on the equipment and stuff. And then Hans said that, like, everything I know about
Hans came out.
Equipment
shades, like, it's because of Saul. And then Saul was like, everything I know about like why I'm looking shit, good, yeah, it's because Hans. Of Hans. So but I'm all, I'm, I was like, but also like Hans, I asked him, I was like, bro, can you make like cheap shit look good? And then this fool Hans goes, bro, like, yeah, I like it's nothing, right? But like, I'm like, bro, you cute as fuck, but that's not even fair.
It's not fair, bro. I remember when we went to Besame Mucho.
Thank you. Hey, say it louder. All he heard
was a whole ass compliment.
Yeah, yes.
Bro, you compliment him more than
hey, Rex, you cute too.
We went to Besame Mucho and we were all excited, right? We all got our best, our freshest fit. Rex came look fresh as fuck. I look fresh as fuck. Caesar, all the girls, we all look fresh as fuck. Hans pulls up almost like he just woke up, yeah, right? I feel like he just woke up, yeah, and I'm like,
just scratch his ass.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, like, I was like, bro, we're going to a festival. Like, what's up? He's like, whatever. Like, I'll still pull. I don't give a fuck.
You can't lie. The hoodie was sick though.
It was, yeah. It was a cool hoodie, but he was just very, just like just nonchalant, very scruffy, like nonchalant.
I was just wearing cargo jeans, regular tennis shoes, yeah, and like a
fresh
hoodie.
Cut or no fresh cut?
No fresh cut.
No,
he's like 3-4 weeks, no cut.
Yeah,
and like, so me, Aaron, Caesar, you know, we're like trying to pull up on game, trying to see some girls and shit. And me and Aaron, I remember we're like at watching the show, and we're like, yo, that girl's cute as fuck, some cute ass girl. And she was near us, and then she just comes straight to Hans and just starts talking to him. Like nothing. I was like, and me and Aaron, like, what
that's
the
annoying,
fuck?
Huh?
Like, I was like, what the fuck? I tried.
Why the fuck do we get dressed up for?
Yeah. Like, I tried for this moment.
I spent $200
yeah, for this moment.
Adam Frischka, fuck.
And this man didn't have to do shit.
Who rolled out of bed?
She got me hot.
Pulled bitches.
From that day, that's when I was like, you know what? I don't need to tell Hans shit. Like,
was it the confidence? What is it, Hans? Tell us the truth, bro.
Honestly, bro, look.
Hey, speak your truth, though, mama. Speak your truth.
I think we're here too, right?
Just
that's whatever, bro. Hey, shut up, bro. Shut the fuck up, bro.
I'm wearing Abercrombie, right? Like,
you wearing Abercrombie and Fitch, my bad, bro.
I mean,
okay. but like I was saying, go ahead, huh?
I mean, this hoodie was like what, 110, 60.
A subscriber sent this to us.
80.
Shout out to you guys.
That's the homie Juan shit. That's JC shit.
The homie JC.
This is that bueno shit. Bueno money, like my boy.
That's right.
I'm gonna say it, but. You know,
what's the fucking secret behind like looking like, I don't know, like swag. Like, how do you approach it?
It's honestly confidence, bro. Like, don't give a fuck. Look, this is the thing I always tell my friends, and I tell Saul, because Saul
don't tell me shit.
Saul is going up to girls.
Yeah,
and I'm like, don't do that.
Damn, he called you a chump.
Because I don't do that.
Yo, he little bro at me right now.
I don't do that shit, bro.
He does.
I mean, I have.
Sorry, we're not all attracted. This dude will. Pisses me off.
I have a girlfriend now.
This,
but
this
when I was
dude,
single, when I was single, like, bro, like my shit was always like, if I'm gonna just chill, kick back with my homies, vibe, and if a girl comes up to me, she comes up to me. Like, I see girls staring at me, but like, I'm not gonna go up to her, bro.
I used to be the same way, but then nobody came up to me. I gotta start kidnapping these bitches.
It's just not fair, bro.
He's locked up. Put the child lock on.
I know what you mean, though. I had to adapt a little bit of that into like obviously I don't get the attention that you get with girls, but I had to put a little bit.
Shut the fuck up, Gazelle.
No, because
you don't know what it's like, bro. In high school, bro, they never said TBH, and it was like low key, like your best quality is your personality. No one ever fucking said that about you. Shut the fuck up, Gazelle. Shut the fuck up, Gazelle.
You don't know
like
what I went through.
Like for a TBH?
Yeah.
Bro, I was 20? A face full of acne in high school. What are you talking about?
And the bitches still loved it, bro. They're like, I love pepperoni pizza. No one give a fuck.
That's because I still was like trying to like make them laugh and shit and like talk to them. And also, I think my tactic, especially then, was just like, don't try too hard. Like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have girls coming up to me ever.
Yeah,
you but like, did. If I did talk to them. No, I really didn't. I really did. I swear to God.
Like he did.
But I would just be like... Don't try too hard. Don't like. Don't be like, oh, you're fucking beautiful and shit. Like, I never understood that tactic.
Lalo too. Back in high school, we used to have all the hoes.
That's what it is.
You're a fucking liar, what?
I swear. We used to come out of class already. Like, he used to walk two girls to like the classroom.
Two?
Hey, he had three.
Hey, ah, they're sucking each other off.
Security used to be like.
No, he was like, he was okay.
Like that?
Oh, shit. What are we doing here?
Oh, yeah, hold on. What's up, dog? Hey, bro, Rex, you good? Yeah. Walk into class, bro.
I always knew my lane, bro. Like, I knew I wasn't going to get the bad bitches, but I knew I was going to get the fat ones, bro. So, dead ass, bro, I was just I'll talk up the fat bitches. I'm like, maybe they'll get skinny after high school. Some of them did. Some of them got worse.
Now you invested.
Yeah, I invested time. You got to know your lane. I'm like,
this is my thing. When I was at a club or a bar or whatever, we're all going out, I'm going to be like, every guy in here, at least not every guy, but at least five guys are going to go up to that girl. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna say the same fucking cheesy ass pickup line. You come here often. You
sounds
do
like
this,
Andrew.
Blah 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 blah.
That fuck so all my like, lines right now.
I said that shit.
The thing is, like, girls don't like that shit. They do the same shit unless you're fucking Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
you're not him. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. What do you tell them?
So I don't say shit. I don't say shit.
But even if they come up to you first, what do you say?
I'll be like, all right, I'll talk, you know, keep it friendly with them, whatever. And you know, maybe let them come hang out with my friends. Let her see how fun we are.
Yeah.
Start partying. We get lit.
Yeah.
And then we have a table. We're like, hey, come over to our table. And I'm be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Why is all his homies cute getting at bitches, but he's not?
Yeah.
I want
him. Damn. That's what you was doing.
Oh, I want him.
How many times did you steal a bitch from a homie?
That's chess.
Damn.
You heard that?
How many times did you steal a bitch from a homie?
How many times did I steal a bitch from a homie?
Did you ever?
Yeah.
Hey, Rex, tell us what's up.
Remember that? Remember?
Hold on. Am I fouled for asking that or what?
Just say a name and bleep it. We'll bleep it. Just say it so you can hear it.
What?
Rich. My birthday? Remember my birthday?
Oh, your birthday?
That was crazy.
Can we say that one?
That was crazy.
That was back
fuck
in
it, just say it.
Just say it.
That one was fucking.
Give him another drink. Take a sip.
Don't say that. Tell the story, and I'm going to finish it with some funny shit. All
right.
You guys are going to fucking laugh.
Rex is going to be like, well, what's the detail missing, bro?
Just finish it. It's cool.
This was back in 2021.
Damn, COVID, bro.
2021.
No kickbacks.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. It was literally like a few months after fucking COVID ended, fam.
Yeah.
We all went to, what's it called?
Prohibition.
Prohibition.
Riverside.
Downtown Riverside.
We went there for brunch, fool.
Yeah.
So one of my boys pulled up with a girl and whatever. They pulled up as a date. I don't know what was going on, but they pulled up right together. And we're all just vibing. It was his birthday. We had a table, whatever. We're chilling, bro. We're vibing. And then out of nowhere, bro, I got so fucking drunk. Next thing I know, this girl's in front of me, and I was like, yo, what's up? Like, let's dance. And then we started dancing together. One thing led to another. I got horny.
Damn, that jumped for sure.
Yeah, like my shit got hard. Wow. I don't know. Like it,
that shit was wild.
I'm not controlled of them. You know?
Wild. Yeah,
it has a mind of its own.
Man, I feel it.
So whatever, I got horny, and then she, literally, bro, all I remember was she's like, "So are we gonna go fuck or what?" Straight and I up. Was like, "And I was like, I'm sorry. Like I heard it, but I wasn't sure if that's what she was saying, right?" And I was like, "Wait, what?" She said, "We're gonna go fuck." And I pulled down my phone. I was here, type it on my phone. I can't hear you. Pull
down my phone. You need it for consent, huh? I think you screenshot it.
Yeah. Are you recording? Were you recording?
Yeah.
So she writes it on my phone. She's like, "Are we gonna go to your car to go fuck?" And I was like, "Say less." At that time, when we had got there, I had to give my keys to Rex's wife because I was gonna drink. So I gave him the. I was like, "Hey," I was like, "Give me the keys." Went to the car, whatever. I'm gonna go do my thing, whatever. It came back. We're coming back. You have to pay to re-enter.
In, yeah.
She paid for my entrance and she paid for a drink for me when we're in there.
You did that.
Sick.
Can I
bro? All
right. Can I tell you the nasty part?
Yeah.
On the way home, I sat on his fucking jizz.
Hey, and also worst part, the
that's
dude.
That's bad, right?
Yeah.
Not, and the worst
right?
part,
someone had to sit there, right? A little white spot. It was spot like that seat. I had to sit there and I had to fucking all the way.
It was wet.
Like,
were you guys fucking the front seat?
Nah, but check this out. This is the worst part. This was the worst part. He takes, so this dude, the guy, our friend, comes with some girl. Hans fucks this girl. The dude still takes her back home. Mm-hmm. Like he still took her back home.
Nah, and that's not even bad. The other homie, when this one comes back, you know, he re-enters the club with her. He comes back. She start working the other homie.
Damn.
And we look at that homie like,
shoot,
bro, balling. What the, like, bro, you know you, bro.
That ain't crazy. No fun. The homie can't.
Yeah, we toss bitches.
Let me text you right now real quick.
All right, man.
We toss.
Bro, and it's like, I looked at the homie like, bro, why you just,
nah, that's
just,
scandalous, just, bro.
And then the other homie's gonna take,
Y'all ever steal a hoe from the homies? Maybe not even on purpose. Maybe actually.
Nah, we literally like we lob them up.
Yeah,
be like, hey,
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, we lob them.
You know Jeff Hardy, his brother.
Yeah,
Matt Hardy.
There's this one time I don't know if you like remember
bro coming out the car like.
Have you gonna say
like Hans pulls out the ladder?
I forgot her name. Starts with the B or some shit. I forgot her name. But I remember you called me. Be like, hey. Oh, you might be drunk as fuck.
They're gonna glaze each other.
Nah, y'all.
I thought it was the one where we're driving the
truck. You gonna say that story?
Nasty motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, which one, gonna get you in trouble.
You gonna say the car story in the truck?
Hey, I'm that in a relationship wild. Now.
Hey, that's what I was saying.
That was a pass. That was a pass.
If you can get you in trouble, don't even say that shit.
Nah, that was a pass.
He's gonna get Hans.
Nah, but I bet you it's a fucking like a superpower to have fucking a cute ass homie around. Just be like,
we just be lobbing them.
You're fucking welcome.
You get a cute. Yeah, shout out Lalo.
You're welcome, bro.
You're gonna get the.
Some
homegirl, and then she's gonna have other homegirls.
Yeah.
So it's like
but the other homegirls are always fat and ugly.
Bro, you know, one time I had to take one down.
Oh,
for the homie.
You did. Yeah.
I took one
you
down for the
did,
homie.
You did.
And like, I'll never like. This is some shit I'll say like at his wedding and shit. Like I like this,
for sure.
That shit was crazy, bro. Because it was his birthday, right? It was his birthday.
Talking about that.
I think he was like a month single.
Yeah.
And that girl.
Don't say his name.
No. That girl treated him so bad. We're like, bro, you deserve better, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, it's your birthday. We're gonna go to our favorite club. We're gonna have a good ass fucking time, and I'm gonna make sure you dance with someone.
Yeah.
You don't get the works. And we're there, and we're like, I'm having a good time. Everybody's having a good time. The night it's like one, it's pushing 1 a.m. or some shit. And then my friend, he's like, I see him, he's still not dancing with anybody. And I'm like, bro, like, who do you like? I'll tell you, like, we'll make this shit happen right now. He's like, that girl over there, I think she's cute. And I'm like, let's go right now.
Yeah.
So we go straight to her, and then the song's going on, and I grab her hand. And then, like, I spin her, like, she thinks she's dancing with me, and I spin her around, and I put her around my homie.
Yeah.
And now I got, like, 3 seconds to act.
Yeah.
Because next to this girl.
Uh-oh.
You got.
Is a fridge.
You got wide receiver.
You got Jason Kelce in front of
you. Yeah. So.
About to snap the ball.
So I have to act quick.
Touch push.
I have to act quick because right now her friend, she's not looking.
Yeah.
So I know as soon as she looks, she's going to be like, wait, what the fuck?
Oh, right? I hate a visual.
Yeah. So I knew that shit was going to happen. So I took a deep breath. I was like.
And she took a bigger one, huh?
I said, hi.
Yeah. You went.
I was like, you went.
And she went,
hi. And I go, I like, she
you
turns
went,
around.
Hi. She went, hi.
And
she sucked him up.
Like, she turns around. Now, bro, she turns around, and I'm like, I got to do this now. And I take her hand, and I spin her again, and she started working my shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Bro, this girl, when I tell you this girl was wide. This girl was wide.
Wide load?
Put your blinker on when you turn, wide load.
He needed an extra hand. How to?
Yeah. I had to go like that.
You did that shit, and it took a whole day to get it really started.
Even my homies, like Aaron.
Kindred.
Like, that's how
even,
I like them.
Even Aaron and J-Mo, they saw me dancing, and they're like, what the fuck? Fuck Saul.
Yeah.
But like I did it for the homie.
You gotta do it, bro.
Yeah, I had
that's
it.
A real ass homie. That's a real ass homie, bro. I'd be like, that fool's real as fuck right there.
Yeah, so I can't, like, they can't talk shit because, like, I was the real homie. I was like, if you need a guy, I'll be that guy. And that shit was wild.
You know,
she was having the time of her life too.
She had the time of her life. She had a great time.
It's funny because I remember
out of breath, but she had the time of her life.
That shit reminds me of the I think you guys talked about it on IE and Friends, where Hans had the homegirl pull up with like linebacker shoulders.
Oh yeah,
and that shit had to be probably like
you guys know the linebacker
top five
linebacker
stories of all time, bro.
The linebacker,
that shit was hilarious, bro.
Bro, that shit, like even my girl knows that shit, bro. Like, even to this day, she'll roast me like, "Okay, you fucked the linebacker." And I'm like, oh fuck.
Okay, you don't got a game.
Yeah, hey, you got a point.
Yeah, but then I got tickets to the Rams. So what are we talking about? Like, nah, you came with me. We got the Michelada together. What are you talking about?
For your guys' fans that don't know, like, that day was crazy, bro. Like, it was when I was on my single shit. I was just fucking around. I was horny. I was on fucking Bumble. Because on Bumble, I don't know if you guys know this, but on Bumble, they have the girl has to hit you up first.
Okay.
So you have if you're ugly, you got a chance.
Yeah.
You got a chance, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You wouldn't know about that, but yeah.
You're looking at me for.
Why are you looking at
you? You got a chance.
What's that Rex for? What the fuck?
Yeah, was just linebacker story.
Nah, but. Yeah,
I mean, hey, we still haven't got to his question.
I know. I'm literally thinking about it.
Right, what was it?
I forgot his question.
Hey, he was waiting. Like,
it's about how.
He's like, when is it my turn?
He's really pursuing his dream.
He's jobless.
All right, but no boring stuff. Let's go back to the fun stuff.
You want to say your story, though?
That's crazy. No.
Nah. We're talking about linebackers right now.
Yeah, linebackers.
Talk about how you got the biggest bee in the honeycomb.
Yeah.
Look at this Pittsburgh Steelers.
Tell the story how you
black and yellow, black and yellow pizza. I matched with this girl on Bumble, and I was talking to her for like a week. Cause I don't know about you guys, but I can't fuck right away. Cause like my
dude, same, really, bro.
Yeah.
My dick don't work like that.
Bro. I need a connection.
Yeah, I need a connection. I need to build something.
That's why I always say I love you.
She needs to.
I'm kidding, bro.
Hey, yo, Beto, you got that?
Yeah. Put that on Patreon.
You got that, Beto?
That's Patreon.
So whatever, you know. So, made a bond with her, bro. And you know, one thing came to another. She sent me nudes, whatever videos. And I was like, I'm excited. Like, yeah. So I remember that day I went to the liquor store and I bought a fucking blue rhino.
For sure. Yeah. You about to hit one, huh?
Yeah.
A rhino.
Those of you don't know what blue rhino is.
Judging from the videos and the pictures.
You about to go through all Africa.
Everything checked out. You were like, oh,
bro,
yeah.
Everything checked out. But back then, I didn't know that you can save a video and it'll show you the exact time and date that they sent you that video.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
No,
I heard about that. On the camera roll.
In case you don't know.
Hold up.
Don't be mad, Rex. We're not talking about you.
Hold up.
I know.
Hurry up.
We'll get to you, bro.
Hurry up, bro.
So... I did that, bro, and that shit was fucking crazy, right? I took a fucking blue rhino. I fucking vacuumed my room. I cleaned the fucking bed sheets. Everything, bro, was perfect.
Candle.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah. I even beat my meat. I was like, fool, I don't want a nut quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. She's like, hey, I'm on my way. I was like, hell yeah. Started doing some push-ups, fool.
physique, food, it matters.
Yeah. So I was working out, too, so I was getting kind of
cool. Macizo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so... Whatever. She's like, hey, I'm outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool.
That's the best.
I see you.
I'm like, fuck yeah. I go to the restroom. I spray some cologne.
Some light.
Whew, I'm like, all right.
Because it only lasts 30 seconds.
Heavy.
I'm like, all right, let's go. We out here. I go to my, because I have a back door to my backyard. So okay. That's when I brought in like everyone, right?
Yeah.
So.
The shipment.
Yeah, the precious cargo.
Yeah. The white load.
You two, shut the fuck up.
No, it's true. It's true.
We're putting in the details.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I want the viewers to know.
Cargo garage. I just want you to feel the like.
I want you to feel like I'm like you're there.
Yeah.
So she's like, hey.
She walks up, right? So she walks up to the door.
The trick jumping.
She
walks up.
She's like, hey, I'm here. I open the door. She gets out of her fucking door. She walks towards my door and I'm like,
it's a big ass door.
And I see her and I see her and I'm like,
that's not the girl from Bumble.
Like, no fucking
way. I stopped playing Hungry Hippos a long time ago.
I was like, there's no fucking way. Yeah. I was so mad, bro. I was pissed. I was like, damn.
But you were hard as fuck.
But I was hard as fuck. Hey, my shit's hard. This shit is not going to waste. Like, I'm not gonna let it go to waste.
Yeah, it's fact. Yeah.
So whatever, you know, she comes in, you know, she's like, I swear to God, as soon as she comes, I have two doors. My back door and then the room, I have my own restroom. So as soon as you walk into my restroom, it's my bedroom. She walks into my bedroom. She's like, well, let's get here. Let's come. What did she say? She said, let's get to it. I didn't come here for nothing. She grabs me, fool, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Fool, my dick goes soft right away.
Off the rhino stuff?
Off the rhino, bro.
That's wild,
right away,
bro.
It goes soft, and I'm like, bro, there's no fucking way.
Shit.
And I'm like, oh, I can't do this, bro. But you know what? I'm a fucking...
Got to see it through.
I'm a man. Got to see it through sometimes. And I ended up doing it, bro.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, bro. I was forklift certified. It's all good.
Yeah, game is game.
Yeah. Game is game, bro. Sometimes.
But honestly, she was like, you wouldn't believe the guy I fucked, bro.
Yeah.
She's probably like, I fucked that one motherfucker hard.
That motherfucker
hard. Nah, dead ass, bro. She probably did. She probably doing that. She's probably like, oh, you see that podcast guy? Yeah, I
fucked. Yeah, you're her bragging rights,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard. That's dope.
That's dope as fuck.
Oh, my God.
And you get to say, like, yeah, I fucked Lizzo.
Like, I get it, right? She wasn't your favorite of all time, but for her, she was like,
you're a dreamboat.
I fucked Han, bro. Yeah.
And then you look humble as fuck.
You were a dreamboat.
Like, you're down there digging in the gutter like that? That's crazy.
Make a wish.
That's so humble of you.
You know what she told me? She's like, eat my ass. I'm like, no.
I ain't that hungry. Hey.
I'm actually full. I just ate right now. My mom made some chilaquiles.
Yeah. Oh, she wanted some too, huh? She's like, you got extras?
You got some? Can I take some? No.
I remember when you first told that story, I was dying, bro. Like, I think you were a guest on IE and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nah, this motherfucker, dude, that shit was just funny. Cause like, it's relatable as well, you know, just.
Everybody's got a down bad moment.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what's
and
crazy,
you gotta pull
though?
Through with it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what's crazy, though? It's like, everybody's been down bad and everybody has they've given up a lot, right? In their in life and work and shit. And sometimes you want to pursue your dreams. So go ahead. What the fuck were you saying earlier?
That was a great transition.
What the fuck were you
saying? Great transition.
So what the fuck were you saying, right?
That was a good transition.
What the fuck were you
saying? Good transition.
Yeah, I got you, bro. My hair.
Yeah.
My bad, bro. I've been doing it for a couple years.
So speaking of diesels.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll set the homie up.
We did.
Nah. You laid me up like that? That's
fine.
So, I know the homie, like,
speaking of
the
semis.
Way, speaking of Mack trucks.
Speaking of a Ford Raptor. Yeah, that's right, brother.
King Cab. Obviously, tune into Bueno Bueno, they know that Rex was a truck driver prior. And honestly, like, everybody knows that, like, truck drivers make stupid bread. So the fact that you're taking this step into, like, really pursuing your dreams is, like, honorable, bro. So I wanted you to tell me a little bit about how, like, that you even made that decision.
He's like, yeah, we know you're getting paid more now, so what's up? How much you're making?
Nah.
You gotta have the...
You signed the NDA. You can't say.
NDA's crazy.
You can't say no.
But now, bro, I mean, I really thought about it for like a whole year that I don't really want to drive anymore. I think the industry has changed, even the economy. And I could say, like, I've been driving for 8 years. Damn. So I've been really tired, you know.
Plus,
I want to do something else. So right now, I'm really looking into a different career. I don't want to pretty much jinx anything because I, you know, like, I'm really following. So my music, I think right now, just really been working on my music, just really trying to drop my, you know, kind of like Mass and Wolf Logic, to drop my shit into labels, really like not trying to get shows more, but really focus on music and then the pod, you know. But right now, I think right now I'm just trying to get situated because I've never had a schedule in the past, what I could say, like 8 years. My life has always been
on the road.
yeah, on the road.
Yeah.
I think I did 4 years and a half on the road. So I lost half of my teenage life and shit. But I still try to manage my time, you know, because driving like all states and going to Texas and back, that shit really took a whole toll on my life.
Of course, bro. Yeah.
And then the
rest
of the year.
You don't miss it at all?
Huh?
You don't miss it at all?
Hell no, I don't miss it, bro. No. I think like after my accident, my shit changed a lot. After that, I started driving locally. Well, local drivers, you know, I make a cool amount of money. It's not like out, you know, out on the road, but, mm-hmm. you know, and I just feel like I never had a schedule, and that's always been my problem in my life. So right now I'm just really trying to schedule my whole life and take, you know.
Obviously, you hinted at it earlier. You said that, like, well, actually, I think it was off the podcast, but you said, like, you come from a family of drivers and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, when you say the news to them, like, what's their reaction?
Yeah, with my, well, I can say with my pops, you know, pops are always going to be, like, mad, whatever decision you do. But he understood that, like, you know what, you've been working so hard for all these years.
Also, you've done it, you know, like, you actually did it.
Yeah. Bro, I started driving, I can say, when I was, what, like, 16, 17?
Yeah, because when I met you, you were already driving.
Yeah, I was parking
That's
them bitches.
Crazy, bro.
I was like, and mind you, I look younger than all my friends. I look fucking, like, I look like a little kid still.
Still the same height.
And, bro, I got my license when I was 20. And I could have got it when I was 18, but I got it when I was 20 because, like, when you, well, technically, you got to be 21 so you could drive, like, without anybody next to you. Kind of like a, you know,
yeah.
like a permit or whatever.
Yeah.
So I got it when I was 20, bro. And literally, I look like a 17-year-old kid still, 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And, fuck, I, like, looking back, bro, I did the hardest shit. Like, I fucking... People think a truck driver is just a truck driver, but there's levels to that shit.
Yeah.
And I think my dad put me with like the baddest drivers and put me to do some crazy ass shit.
He put you to the test and like, shit, yeah.
Bro, I've gone to underground militaries to, you know, pick up military cars in the flatbed or step deck. Mm-hmm. I've gone to military bases, I've gone like picked up helicopters, importing cargoes with like permits. I've done like crazy shipments.
You think that's his way of showing you that, like, he loved you? Like, I'm trying to give him a better life. Like,
yeah.
Shit. Well, it was, like, a lesson, but it was also, like, there's pros and cons to everything.
Yeah.
So I think my dad really, like, he fucking went hard on me than anybody, like, any of his drivers. So it was a blessing, but I look back, and I'm like, oh, like, low-key could have gone easier.
Yeah,
because that shit did fuck me up mentally. Because there'll be times I wouldn't be home, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There was one time I wasn't, like... It was like 2 years I wasn't home for Christmas, New Year's, holidays. I spent it alone. So it was like, it created like, you know, it fucked me up in a way.
Yeah. That's the hard part when you work with like family.
Yeah.
Since like, especially like if whoever's in your family is like above you, like in a manager position or something, they'll give you all the tasks that they don't feel as comfortable giving someone else. So they're just overloading you with tasks.
Yeah.
And that just, it hurts you mentally.
Do you think he did that to make it like, harder so you wouldn't want to do it, or you think it was the opposite where like if I know if my boy could do this that he could do anything? Nah, at that point.
Which yeah, I could think so, but around that time my dad disclosure, I mean my dad was, he had a, you know, his trucking company, he had like 12 trucks. My dad was making, I'm grateful that my dad was making over a mil a year. Yeah. You know, and
dang.
And it was just, I think it was just the pressure of the business.
I thought I was.
He was an entrepreneur.
I did not know this.
It was the pressure of the business of my dad, like trying to keep the business going.
Yeah.
It was that, you know, we grow without papers. So it was more like, you know, we got to keep it going because we never know, you know, one day we might get deported and we got to keep the money going. So my dad put a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah. 100%.
And then, towards the end, I mean, we both understood that, like, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, a lot of accidents happened. You know, I almost lost my life. A couple of the drivers almost lost his life. My dad got sued, I can say, like 5 times. He went to court. He lost 11 trucks.
Fuck.
His business went down. We all went down, but we still keep our head up and shit.
You keep on trucking.
I keep on trucking and shit. But thank God, like, we cool, you know, we all right. But I feel like he could have gone easier in a way.
Yeah,
because I did suffer a lot, you know, I could say.
But I feel like it builds you into the man you are today. Because think about it, if you would have never pushed you, you would have never like been through whatever you've been through. And like, let's say you would have been through it later on, then you would have like took it a different way.
Yeah.
Because I feel like now you know, so it's like it made you in a certain way. You're like, you know what, like nah, fuck that. Now I know how to move differently.
Yeah.
Now I know which move.
How to set boundaries.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like,
you know, nah, yeah, you're definitely make a good case. You know, it's just, it's harder to like really understand Rexy's experience because he's the one who fucking lived it, you know. Yeah. So he sees the negatives more than the positives because you're living it. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you do. You're grown now. You see the positives and shit, but you felt the fucking negatives.
Yeah, at that
that's
moment,
the difference.
At that moment, it was all negative.
Like, yeah, like you can, as an outside perspective, where it's easier for us to be like, oh, but your dad gave you character and he showed you how to work hard for your shit. He showed you how to fucking, you know, all these positive things, right? But you felt what it was like being in that situation. So, you know, it's just like, you can't be too hard on your pops either though, because you know,
obviously you know
how, like, where they come from and shit and like their life experience.
I understand that. Yeah. Shit. I know my pops, like, pretty much, I didn't grow up with my pops, bro. I grew up more with my uncle. All my families are truck drivers, I could say. My grandpa. So mostly in the family, I think the trauma we have is that we weren't there to give time to our people because we're always on the road. So that's something that I want to change my life to, because I want to be there for my son or my daughter. I don't want to be out there like working too much and not being home, not being focused. Because it's not about the money you make, bro. It's about the time you spend it. So you could work 6-7 days a week, but you don't got no time to fucking spend your money. You don't got time to spend. And trust me, bro, time goes by quick. These 8 years for me went by fucking fast. But I think the realization, I think for me, what kind of shifted was my uncle, like, passed away during COVID. And this fool had, like, 2 months to retire. And he was going to retire, like, from truck driving and everything. And that shit really brought me down to the point where I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, because I saw him as like you know, my role model and everything. Yeah. Like, I know my dad and everything, but my uncle to me was like my role model. And then once I saw he passed away and everything, that's when in my head I'm like, nah, bro, this is not working. This is, for me, like, truck driving is not for me anymore. It could be for someone else. You know, there's money to be made, there's money lost, but it's like, for me, it's like, nah, not anymore.
But if you don't mind me asking, what did your uncle pass away from?
Oh, for COVID.
From COVID?
Yeah. Okay. Right on the COVID, he passed away and he was still working. I was working, all the truck drivers that I know were working hard on COVID.
Yeah.
Because that was money to be made, but it was like, we're risking our lives, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, bro, that's a fucking tough pill to swallow right there. Yeah. Bro. Damn. Yeah. No, I'm glad though. Like, I'm not glad that your uncle passed.
That's fucked up, bro.
I'm saying I'm glad that
it's
you
fucking
came.
Role model. Yeah,
I know you're fucking role model.
This crazy comedy podcast, but yeah. I'm saying I'm glad that you came to that realization of what you're gonna prioritize first in your life now. You know, because like, I feel like sometimes life puts you through shit for you to understand. What you really need to be doing. You know.
Yeah, but there's some things that I always tell people. It don't matter if you're of high class, of like jobs, a career, you know it's not meant for you. There's moments where, like, fool, you could be a lawyer, you could be a doctor, or whatever, any career. But there's some people that live in a miserable life because they're like, yeah, I'm getting this money, but it's not really what I want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not really happy. Yeah. So they end up hating their job. They end up leaving the job, or they end up hating the job and the people they work with because it's like, they don't want to do this.
They beat their kids.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, I speak for myself, my pops didn't want from me. Like, because I remember, I've said this before, but I'll say it to you guys. I don't know if you guys have heard it before, but I would see my other friends' parents be hard on them, right? And like, and I would see them like press them to, you're gonna be a doctor, you're gonna do this, and you need to study up. And I remember like, what I took from that, from them talking to them, I was just like, why the fuck isn't my dad like that to me? That's fucked up, bro. Like, I want my dad to be like that with me. And I went to my dad and I asked him when he got back home from work, because we worked like 9 to 9, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, like, why aren't you rough on me like that? Like, I see all my friends' parents like, hey, go, hey, you better get good grades, you're gonna do this. And he's like, because when I die, because I'm gonna die. Yeah, that's exactly what he told me. Because when I die, I don't want you doing something that I wanted you to do. I want you to do something that you want to love for the rest of your life.
Damn.
Because why would you live for me if I'm going to die? This is what he told me, bro.
I'm going to have your fucking death.
I know. That's big ups to your dad.
It was crazy when he told me that. And it made sense to me.
Yeah.
And then, like, of course, my dumbass went and said that to kids. And then they went to argue with their parents. Because I was like, because then your friends ask you, like, your dad doesn't do this to you. It's like, no, my dad wants me to do something that I want to love, find something that's dope. I love.
Yeah.
But then, like, they go and, like, take it to their parents. It's like, well, Lalo's parents want him to just fucking do what he wants to love and figure out what he wants to do with the rest of his life and be happy. And it's like,
see, that's great that your dad, he broke that generational trauma. So maybe something like, maybe his, like, his granddad was that's kind of what he imposed on him. He's like, no, you got to do this for me. And then your dad felt how he's like, that didn't make me feel good. So now he's breaking that trauma and he's like, I want you to be better.
It's crazy, bro.
I've had conversations with your pops. So he's telling me, like, by the way, his dad's like a beast on the guitar.
Oh, hell yeah.
So he has.
Was that him inside right now?
Yeah, he's okay, inside. So he's like,
he knows the bookie.
We've talked to him before and he's like, he's told us like about like his dreams of like being like a.
Yeah, guitar.
And he had opportunities and shit to like actually be playing, but he had to like kind of give it up for his family. Yeah, and like for,
ruined it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that you can joke, but he said that before.
Yeah,
I love my mom, but that's what he says. Like, yeah, like yeah.
He had to he had to sacrifice it for them.
Yeah,
so that's why I think that's where that like viewpoint comes, where he can be like, no, I want you to do what the fuck you want to do, because I didn't get the chance to do it.
How many times that fool has told me shit about like girls and shit? Like, he's just like, just don't. He's like, you know my story with your mom, and my parents are divorced, if you didn't know. But like, he's like, you know my story with your mom, and I love you guys and everything. Obviously, like, you guys are like, I sacrificed everything.
Yeah,
he's like, but if I could tell you something like that I regret, it's like, just chase your dreams.
And pull out.
Chase your dreams. Exactly. Essentially, out. Chase your fucking dreams. Yeah. Chase your dreams. And it's like, no girl's worth like your dreams as like a
100%.
Man. Just go for your dreams.
Yeah, the worst thing is regret. Like, once you're like old, that like when you're old and wrinkly and you look back at your life, you're like, I wish I would have done that. It's too late.
I could have fucked that bitch.
Yeah. So that says we're in the moment. Yeah, I think people forget we're in that moment. We're at the age where we can go like, live our dreams. That's what I'm really
damn,
proud of, Rex.
Bro. That's true. Think about it.
This is the moment. Like, we have the freedom.
Our dad were told, like, no, you continue to tu edad, mijo. Facts. Mira. Me hasta tres,
me culiaba todas.
So think about it, bro. Yeah. Right now, we're like, bro, at this age, like, just fuck it. Do anything you want. We're not going to be, like...
One thing I love to say is, like, the younger you are, the least, the cheaper your mistakes are.
Yeah.
So the older you get, they start to get more expensive. So make those mistakes early on. Yeah. Like, always, like, the best thing in life is to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's the best time to like learn.
Yeah.
If you're making mistakes when you're like 40, 50, 60, now you probably got kids that gotta reap the repercussions.
Repercussions.
You got mortgage, you got all this stuff. So right now that we're like free, like, do that shit you want.
You know, one thing that I just wanna like,
you're in that moment.
And then know with, like, I hate people that say, I'm rich, not my kids. Like, I'm gonna make them struggle. Like, no, what the fuck, bro? As a parent, I think personally, and I'm gonna speak for myself, like, I'm working this fucking hard so my family can have a fucking nice future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just the way I see it. Like, why the fuck am I gonna make my kids struggle? Like, obviously, I think that's some white people shit. I don't know. But I think
Shaq says that.
Shaq said that, yeah. Maybe black people think
that. Yeah, but he lives in regret, as he said it before.
Bro, but it's like, bro, fuck that shit, bro. Like, I'm gonna fucking make my fucking kid, like, grow up a certain way. I'm not gonna make him be a snotty little fuck. Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, what that is being a bad parent that you can't raise your child, bro, right?
Like, nah, fuck
I think it comes from a, like, I also agree with you, but I think it comes from a place of, like, oh, I'm trying to teach my kid to like make their own money, you know what I'm saying? Like, my money is not your money, but you're right. Like,
but let's be honest. If we're talking about Shaq.
Yeah, he also cheated on his wife and shit.
Yeah,
and
but there's a way to
no, of course,
to amplify, like, or like show them like the way like you do shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I have my kid, cool, you're chilling for 5 years. Or for 2 years, I'm gonna lease this BMW for you because I have the money to do that for you.
Yeah.
So you can get a taste of what it's like to live the good life.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But when that lease is over, I'm not paying for that. If you want to pay for the lease, if you want to, it's on you if you want to pay that lease. But I'm not paying it. But you got the taste of what it's like to drive the best of the best. Mm-hmm. Now it's either we cancel the lease, or then you go find your own fucking car and you drive a Nissan Sentra for a while. Shout out my car. Yeah. But like, you go drive that car for a while and you're like, oh, but I like the Beamer. Yeah. Then go chase that shit.
Go chase it. Wow.
You know what's funny about this conversation we're having right now? Like, I get that from both. I get those both worlds in my life. Like, my pops is like that, where like how you're saying, Hans, like when I grow, like when I'm older and I have kids, I want to give them the world. That's how my pops is. Like, his fool has told me multiple times, like, all this shit that I have, which, by the way, he's done well in his life. He's like, all this shit is for you guys, like me and my sister.
Motherfucker has like 12 houses, bro.
And he's like, all this shit is for you guys. And my mom's like, no, que se vayan a la verga.
What?
He's like, eso no es para ellos. Like that's what my mom is, right? And like, not that any of them are wrong, but like, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's like two worlds.
It's just the perspectives. Like, mom's like, they got to work for their shit. And my dad's like, no, I want to give them everything, you know?
Yeah. I think that's what, as at least like as men, like we want to like have a better future for our... I mean, look, I'm going to say it's for men, right? Because I feel like men and women are two different things. When women make a certain amount of money, they want to be independent and do their own shit. But as men, we make a certain amount of money and we want to build a fucking family and provide for our future, yeah. for our future family. So that's the thing I see it. Like, I want to fucking have this much money, start a fucking family, build fucking companies, and have for my kids and my wife. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I want to make sure everyone around me is fucking set for the rest of their fucking life.
I want to make sure everybody around me is down. Like that. I want everyone poorer than me.
I want everyone
bro.
Sure as fucking
I
depressed.
Want to stand up over above them and be like, what do you want, peasant? What do you want, peasant? Is my mom.
Like, this fool last week was like, that ain't your money. That's my money.
That's my bro, money, motherfucker. Go get some bitches, bro. You really want to be on top of it, bro.
No, but honestly, like, rolling it all back up, like, I'm proud of you, Rex. Like, bro, like, that's dope that you're fucking following your dreams. Like, yeah. Obviously, all of us are like clear examples of like us trying to follow our dreams and shit. Cause, like, this space isn't for the weak. Mm-hmm. Like, you're literally putting yourself out there to be judged and shit. Like, people are like, oh, those motherfuckers are just, you know, uploading shit on the internet.
It's just a little side work.
You know? And shout out to Han and Saul. Like, you guys are just
as well.
You're completely in this entrepreneurship, right? Like, that's it. You're just, that's the only thing you guys do. Like, I'm still working. It's very like motivating. Like, I want to do that shit, bro. I just want to do that.
No, I appreciate that.
You guys are fucking all guns blazing shit. Like, that's admirable.
Literally all guns. If one thing about me is, I'm gonna tell you to quit your job, and I'm gonna tell you to like drop out of school.
He got to me. He got to my head.
Because like I got to this dude's head. Because I feel like everything is so possible once you realize that there's no such thing as competition, and there's enough money for everybody. Then everything's possible. You're like, okay, we don't need to argue. We don't need to compete. We don't like, it's all out there. It's just people make us think that we have to like compete versus each other, but it's all so possible. And there's enough audience to go for everyone. There's enough money to go for everyone. And then at the end of the day is like, if you truly, truly like trust in yourself and you know that you're going to make it, that's all you need to know. And from the rest, like God, universe will do its thing. Cause, it's always good, always gets rewarded. It's just everybody believes in karma, but they always see karma as negative. But karma, it can also be positive. Mm-hmm. So good will always be rewarded, and everybody just stick to what you want. And when you at your lowest, that's when you should feel the happiest. Like, I've always felt my happiest at my lowest. Like, I get to my lowest and I'm like, oh shit. But it's corny as fuck, but it's like, it only goes up from here. And it's so true. Like, yeah. Whenever I've been at my lowest, I had moments where, like, maybe the next day or the next 2-3 days, something great happens. You just have to like stick by it.
Hell yeah.
So it's super possible. Like, that's one thing I live by. It's like, go try it. Why not? The big thing is, why not? Like, we're so young. We have all the time in the world. Like, the way I like to think, it's like 4 years high school. Everybody thinks like, oh, 4 years is a lot. But you look at high school. High school went by so fast. So you have 4 years. You can have 4 years to fuck up and you'll fix it up in the next 4 years.
Facts.
Like, shit, time is irrelevant. You just fucking just try it. Why not?
I wanted to ask you something, Rex. How did you feel about your girl coming into the space and shit? Because I know she had her podcast prior to joining the Besties.
Yeah, I mean, starting off, like, when before my girl made her podcast with her homegirls, it was, I don't know, like, you want to say so?
What?
But, like, I don't know. I always thought an idea, like, oh, you know, what if, because, you know, the Besties or whatever, they, whatever, fast forward, I guess, my girl, I one day I told her, I was like, oh, yeah, like, no, in my head, I was thinking, like, oh, you know, what if she's, like, a third co-host, you know? Because I know he had other thoughts and shit. Mm-hmm. And then, I guess, like, throughout the years, me and him, we jumped on idea, no?
Yeah.
Until we actually, like, he asked me one day, like,
yeah,
you know?
Like, we kind of did it. We did, like, we were doing, like, the guesting. Like, we had her on as a guest, mm-hmm. and she killed it. She's actually, she holds the record for our most viewed clip.
By the way, it's on IE and Munchies on IE and Foodie, no?
IE and Foodie, yeah.
Where she went bonkers for you guys. I remember that shit was everywhere. Like, other people were reposting
I think it was like, she's not a jealous, she's Toritorial.
Yeah. That shit went crazy. That was
over, like, from last time I saw it, was like over 12 million views.
That's when I first heard of her.
Yeah.
And then so, like, that one, wild.
And then I heard the homie Rex was dating her. I was like, that's right. That's right.
Married, bro.
So, like,
married.
So we just started.
That shit, right.
We had her as a guest again for Bestie. And like, the audience reaction was great. Like, people loved her. And so we had her on again, and then it was great as well. And then when it came to this conversation of like, I think it's time for a third bestie, she was a top contender already.
Yeah.
And then so something I talked to Rex about it, see how he feel like what he thinks. He gave me a good word. One of her friends gave me a good word.
Mm-hmm.
And everything seemed like alignment. Like I talked to the girls too.
Yeah.
They are like, they loved her every single time they're on. I was like, this looks, seems like a perfect match. So why not? Let's not make it happen.
It's funny because I remember like the her first episode where you guys announced it, like the comments were like, yeah, we already knew.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
all
yeah.
like, yeah, of course, it's her. Yeah.
And she's killing him, bro.
Most of the times yeah. I'll ask her like, you know, what do you think is a possibility? And she just felt like, you know, she had her best friends, you know, she was her and the homegirls went on and she just felt uncomfortable at first. And I was just like, oh, in my head, I was like, I kind of wanted like her to jump, but I, you know, I respect her.
Yeah.
You know, she has her pod with the homegirls. And I know around that time when she had her pod, you know, I think there was like talks of Saul like maybe handling the podcast or maybe have their podcast join, you know, the network. But, you know, they were like, no, we want to handle ours. So, you know, I'm pretty glad she's my girl's finally on and everything. It's just, you know, we're married and shit. So there always has to be like some kind of privacy. In
yeah, yeah, that's true.
We don't want to like explore it too much or people enter our marriage. Because, you know, that's what usually fucks up relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
more
yeah.
marriage because they can either judge her. I don't want nobody to judge my girl. Or,
I think that's me, one thing, you know? I told you last time. I was like, you got to be careful because I feel like once you, because I mean, for like those that watch me, they know I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But no one knows what my girl's name is or what she looks like because I keep that shit private.
On the yeah.
You got to keep it that
you know?
Way.
Don't. So yeah, I yeah. think it's very.
Can't
it's,
scare the hoes.
It's
away.
Very. Yeah. it's very hard, bro. Like, to have someone
the
like
late
that.
Ass laugh.
You like that shit, man? You like that shit?
No, I love my girl.
Yeah. How long you with your girl now, bro?
We've been on and off, bro. We've been on and off, but I know her now for like 2 years.
Okay.
That's but you know, we're doing good now. But yeah, it's very hard. But I feel like when you have like your partner doing the same thing as you do, especially because you know we all do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very complicated. It can get a little tricky.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, ISIS fucking kills it, bro. Like I've told Saul before in the past, I'm like, bro, ISIS like, has something.
Mm-hmm. Also she's has very it. Intelligent. Like yes. it translates through her.
She's very
intellectual.
There you go. That's the word I'm looking for.
That's the homie's girl, Fucha.
And, so. And I know her joining the besties. I already knew from a far away. I knew what she was gonna bring. Cause her and the homegirls, like, they were actually doing the whole research thing about like, you know, she loves talking about politics. She's, you know, she's got her degree on politics and everything. So I knew she was going to bring a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, with her.
And it's 100%. Like teaching the audience about new things, about everything she learned in college. And, you know, I already knew she was going to do that. So I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
When it comes to our marriage, like I had a talk with her. I'm like, yo, we got to keep
it. Some ground
we
got
to keep it some ground rules because I don't want nobody like stepping into our marriage because that's, you know, that's different.
That's
real life.
That's smart, bro, because like us going into this, like it was very like fucking just wild, right? Like when we first started doing this, it was just
who would have thought? Yeah, like who would have
thought? And I was just saying crazy shit. And then like now that you get a little bit of an audience and they hear even like past episodes of you saying like the craziest shit, you're like, oh,
fuck ass shit.
And then, like, your girl gets mad.
And then my girl's like in the professional field, like doing some like legit shit. And I'm like, why the fuck did I?
Yeah.
So like, that's smart that you're going into it already with like that.
Oh, so you
that
feel communication. It. So you feel it, huh? You feel
I
it.
I feel it, bro. I know. So that's why I keep that side of my life personal, private. I'm never.
You're never gonna let.
Never gonna show her.
Yeah.
I'll show the back of her, like, you know, the back, you know, like, those cute moments, but like never gonna.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Because at the end of the day,
so
bro,
who's not gonna do that, wrong, bro?
Never show.
So you're gonna date like an OnlyFans girl, bro? Let's keep it a stack.
Yeah, but you don't want to show us what we don't see on OnlyFans, like is her being out that much?
Her personality.
Well, you see how these two's like, you know, what they say is for me. Like, I'm very comfortable in my marriage to kind of have my girl, you know, take a stand and do, you know, let her. Because other motherfuckers be like, no, what the fuck? You ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, me and my girl are like best friends, bro.
Oh, you mean say I'm insecure? What? Yeah,
no. But I'm saying there's certain foods that are, they'll be like, oh, I don't want my girl doing podcasts. I don't want nobody to get inside her brain or her world. And like, me and my girl are really comfortable with each other.
Because you got in messages, no, of people saying, your girl.
My
girl
also got messages of like,
oh, look what Rex is saying.
Shit, you know?
That's fucking annoying.
But I like, me and her are comfortable and we have our both boundaries towards each other, like where we cut shit off and all that.
That's good, bro.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I keep it personal is because she tells me, like, I want to keep us private.
Yeah.
I don't want no one to know me, like, at all. Like, because what she doesn't want is for someone, like, to message her and be like, oh, Hans said this about you, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm going to hold resentment against you.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be, like, in the...
Everybody has their boundaries.
So I'm like, all right, I respect that. So then that's why we just kind of, like, drew that line where I'm never going to show her.
Hell yeah. You know? All right, guys. Yeah. I think it's a good point to fucking end the pod. It's been, honestly, it's been a fucking dope ass conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like, wait, I love this shit.
Is this probably, is this one of the longest ones we've ever done?
This fool's had her. Tongue's like,
you got what is scoliosis?
Nah, man.
My boy Beto's got cramps right there.
Beto, how much they pay you?
Pistos.
You got 2-3 pistos on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, hey, that's your advance, too.
You want to pay him more?
No, that's just a man.
I'm just kidding.
Nah, but honestly, this was a fucking dope ass time, man. You guys are fucking dope. I mean, we already knew that going into this. Like, you guys were going to be a fucking vibe because you guys' podcast is obviously, like, it does well for a reason.
I think that's why we chilled out on the podcast that we recorded before.
I think
because we were kind of we were subconsciously like, nah, we gotta save ourselves.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like, because we gotta save ourselves for this, but we were very mellow.
Yeah.
But it was because we're like, all right, well, we're gonna have the boys on. Like, what are we gonna talk about? Like, it'll be free flowing, but you know, you still wanna have like some sort of structure.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But like, I think we were kind of in our head, huh?
We didn't even drink. I don't think none of us. We didn't drink before we started.
So you guys been filming for like 6 hours?
Yeah, today, yeah.
Guys, we're nervous.
Y'all have done that though, right?
Yeah, you guys done that.
I'm so sick of it.
I'm sure you guys done double.
They done like 4 or 5 hours.
Bro, we've gone, so we filmed, and then we gone here, and then we gone to a fucking
show. Oh, that's what we did last Saturday. Oh, no, last Saturday. Oh, my God.
We went to a show.
Last Saturday, I got bit by a dog.
Shout out
we could
to
do a whole another episode.
What was her name?
Shout out to Last One in Nos Vamos.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys were on the, I actually listened to the podcast. Shout out to them. Yeah,
I listened
to
them. I love them.
But anyways, you know what? Keeping on the same track that you already said, like shout out to them, shout out to fucking everybody who be listening in, and shout out to anybody who you guys would like to shout out. Go ahead, Saul.
Shout out to all the viewers. If you guys came here from Bueno Bueno, make sure you guys stick around. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Thank you guys for giving us the space. This was I love this episode. This episode was
fun as fuck, bro.
And it went so fast. When you mentioned how long we've been recording, you said like what, 2 hours?
Two hours.
Three hours, bro.
Yeah, that shit was wild, but
2 hours and 36 minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy. So if you guys made it this far,
shout out to you.
Thank you for giving us that time. Yeah. And appreciate you guys all for having us. Make sure to follow me.
Follow me at Rex B. Same thing. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Beto working the fingers.
Shout out to Beto because I know his fingers are tired.
Nice. I know his fingers are
strong. He's a beast at this, bro. He's a beast.
Got some strong fingers.
I think they need some wings. I got you
on your first beer, my boy.
The library.
Okay, let's just go to Hong Kong.
Go ahead, Hans.
Shout out to Ponte Las Pilas podcast for having
us. Yeah,
I know you guys had Saul last time by himself, but this time you guys have us.
So, yeah, we got you, bro.
Shout out to Beto, of course. Shout out to Beto.
Shout out to Gazelle. I finally know why they call you Gazelle.
Shout out to Rex. I'm trying to put it in here.
Shout out to Beto.
He has that long shit. He has that long shit.
Well, on my end, shout out to our sponsor. We got a new sponsor recently, so shout out to them. Shout out to all the comments that be, you know, tuning in week in and week out. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the motherfuckers who are gonna fucking follow us on Patreon, because I know Beto's been in the fucking workshop just working it up.
Yeah.
Cooking. Check out the Patreon.
But more importantly, shout out to the homies from Bueno Bueno for pulling up. It honestly truly means a lot, because we know what it's like to be in this space, and like, you hit up people and like, hey, pull up, and sometimes people don't. You're just like,
oh my god, last week.
It always means a lot when people do pull up and like they're men of their word. Shout out to y'all. And if you guys are POP followers, and for whatever reason you guys don't know the homies from Bueno Bueno, go ahead and head on over to the Inland Empire Network. They upload every
Tuesdays 8 a.m.
What time, Hans?
Tuesdays 8 a.m.
Damn.
I'm out there editing now.
Oh, shit.
If y'all wanna come through, you know, we have an Inland Entertainment Network on YouTube. We post every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and
Thursday.
My personal channel, Friday.
Thursday. But don't look at that.
Go ahead and follow them. If for whatever reason you guys are living under a rock and you guys haven't seen them, they upload dope shit, obviously. You know, and for the ladies who listen to us, if you guys, they also have the IE and Besties, which is
the Besties
is a great show. It's But yeah, no, we appreciate y'all, and that's the end for my shout outs. Go ahead.
I want to shout out my girl.
My girl too, my bad.
Oh, we're shouting out girl?
Yeah, you know what? Baby, I want to shout out his girl too. For him. I want to shout out family, friends, everybody who's been listening. Shout out you guys for coming on. Thank you guys very much. Make sure you guys comment down below O line to enter the 101 giveaway. You're giving away a free liposuction.
The animals?
And, yeah. and a weekend with Cole and Dylan Sprouse.
The sweepstakes.
Yeah. Oh, I want to thank you guys for coming on. You guys are funny, and it was cool. It's like kicking. You know.
Yeah.
You guys are homies now, so I appreciate that. Funniest, bro. Thank you.
Nah, Rex, you're hilarious. Hey,
bro. Hey, I can't look at Rex in the face because he'll make me laugh, out. Bro.
Bro, you're the
oh shit. No, bro, you're the fucking funniest, bro. And with that being said, I think I'm gonna end it. I'm gonna hand it off to CEO over here.
Yeah. So shout out to fucking Rex, Owen, Hans, aka Bueno. Shout out to them for putting up. If you came over from their channel, put in the comments, tell them to have us on their shit so we can call some of y'all and fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go over there and give y'all like life changing advice. You never know.
Oh, shit.
Might change your life. But who knows?
You never know.
But yeah, shout out to the whole fucking team. Shout out to you guys again. Shout out to fucking Beto and the ones in two deals have Mike. Beto, you want to say something? Go ahead.
Just shout out to Bueno.
And your girl.
So shout out.
And your girl. And my girl too.
And his girl.
Hey, shout out to my girl.
That's right. We'll save at the end. After the linebacker story.
Because I'll put a picture of her.
We're doing that. Shout out to my wife.
Shout out to a picture of all of them.
Shout out to my situation shit. You know who you are.
Damn. Shout out my barber.
Hey, shout out my barber.
Shout out my barber.
Hey, shout out to my barber. You got multiple barbers.
Shout out
to Schooners.
The wings are crazy.
The wings are fire.
But yeah, shout out to everybody here in the studio again. Shout out to all the homies. Shout out to everyone who listens every fucking day. Shout out 3 a.m. We're going to be there. You already know. We drop at 3 a.m. Shout out to truckers and everybody. It's scheduled. No one's up.
Shout out to Javier.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Javi.
Shout out to 49ers.
The homie Kenny.
All that shit. You know, you guys linked us all up. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my girl. With that, we out. Peace.
Bye.